You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's more painful, shaving with a crusty old blade or shelling out $25 for a pack of new ones? Don't make that choice. Join Dollar Shave Club, and for a couple bucks a month, dollarshaveclub.com will ship amazing quality blades and other cool bathroom stuff right to your door. It couldn't be easier. Just pick one of their great razors, and like clockwork, you get a package in the mail once a month with everything you need for a great shave. Who doesn't love packages? Your wife, what is it? None of your business. It's for me. And Dollar Shave Club blades, they're just as good as the big boys, but they're a fraction of the price. And look, if you're not an everyday shaver, join the club and opt for delivery every other month. They have options. I love options. With Dollar Shave Club, you can afford to treat yourself to a fresh blade every week, and nothing feels better than that. Well, there's a bunch of stuff that feels better. New socks. I like a nice massage. But I love a great shave, and I shave my head. I shave my head, man. So these things, I've done it. I've used these blades. They sent me a package, and it works. They're great. And I love the little, not only did they even mention that the razor, they give you the handle that comes with it, is actually nice and portable, and, you know, it travels well, and it's cool. It's this white little silver razor handle, I guess they call it. But here's the deal. I need you to stop trudging to the store for overpriced blades. You got to go in. Where are the razors? They're behind the counter. Like they're made of gold. All right? And stop cutting up your face by squeezing out too many shaves at that last blade in the pack. Join Dollar Shave Club. They got more than just razors, too. You got to try this Dr. Carver Easy Shave Butter. It's amazing. You put it on your face before you shave. Oh, they got these One Wipe Charlies, peppermint-infused butt wipes for men. I don't know why women couldn't use them, but yeah. They're great. I use them ever since I got rid of my bidet. I've been using these Charlies, One Wipe Charlies. Okay, listen to me. So join me right now. Join me. I've already done this. Join me and everybody at YKWD and the hundreds of thousands of guys who have upgraded I'm going to read that again, Rob. Join me and everybody at YKWD and in Riotcast and the hundreds of thousands of guys who have upgraded to a smarter way to shave. Shave time, shave money. Join dollarshaveclub.com. That's dollarshaveclub.com.
Jesus Christ.
That was an old school intro that we got from Hitler's Abortion. Jerry Shepardini. Fucking hate what Norton does.
That was an old one?
Old one.
I like that one better than the
Do ya?
Yeah. I do. A little lengthy, though, no? I got a wife to feed. I'll use Inagata Divina as our intro. Am I too hot? I feel like I'm hot.
You're hot.
Now
I
got nothing.
You got it all.
Oh, boy. I'm getting a reputation for complaining on
it's all
podcasts.
You do. That's all you do.
I know. That's my new complain. Thing.
You're literally one of the nicest guys I've ever met, one of the sweetest human beings, but you're also just a cunt.
Well, I'm from New England.
Yeah, you're literally both running parallel. Well. Kelly, introduce the room.
No problem. So we've got to my right, we've got the truth.
Can I just say, fresh. It's so transparent that you don't know everyone's name when you ask Kelly. Bobby always introduces everyone. I'm very hot here. Bobby always introduces anyone unless there's somebody whose name he doesn't know. And then he very casually acts like it's Kelly's job every week.
We never met.
We've never met.
We met once.
Yep. I know Oni. So yes, when we have new people on the show, I have Kelly introduced because she has all the names written down. Because she,
right.
her, so that's exactly. So yes, I'm not gonna fucking embarrass. I'm not gonna embarrass these people. Go, hey, what's your fucking name again?
That's your bit. What are you talking
that's
about?
That's my bit. After we all go right. in,
Kelly introducing me is very better than Bobby calling me Chief the whole time. So.
Chief.
Hey, sport.
Just a fucking dyke response.
Well, he calls you Chief because he thinks you're Native American. How come?
No, you're sitting next to your wife, Oni. Yeah. Your fat squaw wife.
My parents would be happy. He's Cuban,
yeah,
so
no.
it'd be good.
We both get along.
Wow. Fucking Oni does look like a fat squaw.
You could
like,
be a Native American, yeah.
Oni looks like the wife that the chief would give you. That you're like, no, 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 I'm good. You know, yeah. you just take the rugs.
You save my daughter. Now I have this one.
I'm after you get cattle.
Right now it's becoming evident that Soda's not here because he would be doing a 9-minute Native American voice right now. I'm not trying to complain, but for the audience, I feel like I'm distorted. Am I crazy?
You're fucking nuts. Yes, yeah, we're both. You're
also my headphones are very loud.
Oh, you got a thing.
Do
here.
I yeah, adjust yeah, my headphones?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, no, yeah. We'll do it for you, you fatso. Yes. Yeah. Just lean like, over.
He
just
like said it was me. It was me.
Oh,
Bobby.
Sorry.
It
you're a good-looking thin guy.
Yeah. What the fuck are you, thin guy? Yeah.
You're just like Kelly Festuca. You got some hot cans.
You can
finger in the air.
Sorry. For those of you who don't know, I did that joke right before we came on air.
So got more the second time.
Let's
more.
Let's keep going, Kelly.
Okay, fresh from his very popular Tuesdays with Story podcast. Millions and millions of fans.
Only 780,000. Who's counting? I guess they are.
Hey, Bob, they're talking a little shit on their podcast about us.
What were
they're
they
going
saying
back at us
on Joe's?
That episode's not out yet.
No, the one today.
What'd they say?
Oh, we didn't shit on the podcast
yeah,
today.
Yeah, you said
what'd
some shit.
What'd they say?
He goes, there's a certain podcast downtown that's giving us a little
like
trouble.
That sounds like Matt Norman.
Oh, I said you're getting flack. I had a good line on the
what did you say?
The live one we did.
What did you say?
Well, that one I think I just said that you guys are shitting
what's
on us.
What's the one you say? What's the what did
the
you say?
The live one I had a good one. Lewis did some crazy filthy joke and it got nothing. And he was like, if this is the you know what, dude, and I cut him off and said, a bunch of people will be yelling over you. Yeah. One zing. You guys do a full episode just shitting all over my show. We lost 900 followers.
Scopo brings it up like the middle brother.
And yeah, I do you, one zing. And you're upset.
What's 900 followers? That's not even a drop of the bucket to your millions.
We don't even give a shit.
But Joe?
I am Mark Norman. This is my co-host, Joe.
Hey, Joe West.
He's my co-host.
Joe West. We have millions and millions of fans. I've coordinated.
So we're very proud of you, Joe.
Thank you, Kelly. Great. I appreciate it.
Joe List, the truth. Okay. Now, to your right, you've never been on the show before, but
never been
one
on
of
the
co-hosts of the Fox Sports, who actually we met in Australia.
We met in Australia.
We met in Australia.
Mm. He has no idea.
It doesn't really matter.
I remember that. We've chatted about
host
it before.
Host of Fox Sports show, Crowd Goes Wild, Mike Costa.
Hey, everybody.
Can we just introduce him as it wants nothing to do with you, Kelly?
No.
All right, whatever fucking thing you were trying to bond.
Yeah. We met in Australia. Shut the hell.
We met in Australia, and then we also re-met downstairs, I think.
Yeah.
And not at the Comedy Cellar, like on the street.
Yeah, and he couldn't be more unimpressed with me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did I act unimpressed? Are people supposed to act impressed?
No.
No?
Yeah. Not when you're from LA.
I don't understand that. What is he supposed to do?
What's impressed?
Yeah, what is he supposed to do?
Because I said, he acted unimpressed, and you went, yeah. What? Corporate. Oh,
but
what?
I don't understand.
Hey, we met in Australia. Very impressive.
Wow. It's a long flight.
Kelly, what is he supposed to do when he meets you on the street?
I don't know. I'm just trying to
But what does that mean? I don't understand what that means.
No, I could have recalled sooner that we had met, I think is probably what had happened.
Or you could have put it
most
in
likely, I was on a 1-month tour there and... Wow. By myself, and what that means is, in the third day, you're drunk for the rest of the month. So it's a very good chance that I met you. I maybe have been very, very drunk. So maybe
she was too, probably.
That
yeah,
was a fucking fast response. I love
is
that
it
cover
possible
up.
Yeah. That you're too handsome to remember her. I mean, what's
that's
wrong
possible.
With that?
Yeah, is it possible
that's
that
the
you,
real reason.
You're way better, and you shouldn't remember her fucking ordinary face.
Well, the other thing is that you're very non-memorable.
Oh boy.
Oh shit.
Kelly does not like when someone comes into her territory. story and zings.
No, no,
just
no.
to warn you.
Kelly,
I got big trouble coming.
It is very nice to see you again. Thank you for even researching my name, correct pronunciation, and something that I'm doing right now. So thank you for
can
that.
Can I say this, though? What's your name again?
Michael Costa is my name,
what,
Bobby.
See how it works in later, Joe.
I love it.
Step on it.
Costa with a K.
Michael. Michael.
Yes.
It might be you don't remember because when you saw her, she was 40 pounds lighter.
That's true. I don't know if that's true. Is that true?
Probably, yeah.
I think there's nothing better than making fun of women's weight in front of seven other men. I think that's a great...
First of all, most of the men here are just fatties.
Yeah, we're all fatties.
Yeah, everybody on the left side of the room can make fun of her weight.
Okay. That's how they tell me they love me. Make fun of my weight.
Okay, I like Kelly heavy. I don't like thin Kelly. Yay. Thin Kelly makes me look sick, and I don't like it, and your gap is too big when you're thin. Anyways, keep going.
All of your gaps.
I don't know what that means, but let's move on.
Let's go. The space between your pussy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oh,
the space between. That's a Dave Matthews thing.
I love
Let's
your
get to
song.
The Latina table.
On the couch.
Oh, Latino.
I always struggle saying your last name because I can't wrap my tongue around, like, you know, Spanish Spanish tongue. But I know it's Alexis Guerreros.
You could just say
but
Guerreros.
But you're the host of the Show Me Your Bits podcast.
Show me your bits.
Guys, I just had a chest pain.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is that because of my voice?
Do not stop the show. You keep it rolling.
Are you smelling toast?
Don't roll. Don't roll your arms.
Yeah, if you smell toast, it's bad. Are you smelling toast for real?
Burnt hair.
Taste aluminum, too.
That's also kind of a myth. But supposedly if you smell aluminum and toast, could be a heart
thing. Based on an episode of Sopranos, it's burnt hair.
Okay.
Also,
if you're smelling anything, I think that means...
Well, maybe if you're going to double over in pain, maybe that's the fucking...
Could you just wait till after my intro to die?
Yes, I will. Go ahead.
Also, if you can move, and it relieves the pain.
Introduce the fatter of the two.
Eskimo wife.
He's back.
Ernie Perez.
He meant me, but... Thank you, everybody. You didn't mention the Hammer Fisting podcast that
I
host.
No, I'm not going to mention it if Lewis isn't here.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, you know...
Fucking Kelly, you're fat and dumb. You're not funny. Why would you not do that? Why wouldn't you mention hammer fisting?
I was thinking of Lewis when you zinged Kelly. You went, maybe you didn't recognize her because she's lost 400 pounds, which you got out without anyone losing their mind. Lewis would have been all over that.
Yeah.
Boy, this is a real...
Nicely done. You want to explain how other
Joe,
things will happen?
Joe, the showstopper list.
The showstopper is good, dum-dum.
I know it's Tuesday, but it's not that Tuesday show. Speed it up. Let's go.
And then we got Chris Scopo on the cans.
Did you introduce...
I did.
Alexis Guerrero.
I did.
Nice to meet you.
She didn't, did she?
She said it, but they were talking.
Like a half an intro.
Yeah, you
got
to introduce...
I got a podcast called Show Me Your Bits.
Show Me Bits.
What is that?
I play, you know, I play a comics bit, and then we talk, and we break it down.
That's kind of interesting.
I want you to be on it. That's why I'm here.
And that's very interesting.
Cool.
I like
cool.
that.
Well, it's nice to have you here as well. And it's obviously you. You're here to have Bobby on your show, but that's I feel it. Like it's nice that we get to hang out as well.
Ugh.
Cool.
That chair is so corporate.
I like the corporate,
I don't like
Michael.
The corporate. It's
I'm not
stinks.
Fucking corporate. What
he's
are you doing?
This is the fatty. Corporate.
He really? Just said in front of all of us the reason he's here is to get Bobby on his podcast.
Obviously,
you know, what are we?
Facetious.
What are we? Are we? Are we?
This
fine?
Is the fatty side. This is the LA
I
side.
I like his little smug comment. I thought it was funny.
Like leg crossed.
This is your problem, Kelly. I'm going to tell you right now.
Good looking Graham K.
He's a fucking good-looking guy. Okay. He's not into fucking banging you. He can't give a little zing at the beginning. And now you fucking turn. For the rest of the show, he's on not your good. Fucking dumb shit list. Yeah. Let it go, Kelly.
Can yeah. really you, resent.
This is what you should do.
Find him on Tinder.
Try to fuck a guy like Oni, and you'll be your life will be better. Do you understand?
Yeah. Are you crazy? Try to fucking Eskimo wife like Oni.
Try to fuck a lesbian like Oni.
Play some softball.
I like if the show just went that way, but just shitting on Oni. Try to fuck a piece of shit like Oni.
Look
try to fuck
him.
A dumbass. Like,
try to fuck Jesus a Christ. Try to fuck a mouth that can bite through sealskin Oni. Jesus Christ. All right,
I
and
love
now
it.
We got Chris Scopo to my right,
mm-hmm.
who is the man behind
Hello.
The camera. All you people watching live, we're live right now.
Oh, cool.
What's the
live.
Chat room saying?
Chat room says, nice stinker Joe.
And then, that wasn't even a bit, you
the
fuck.
The people have spoken.
Another one, oh, yeah, they did speak, because this one says, if I zoom in on my iPad, it cuts out Kelly.
Where's
that's
the camera? Where's the camera?
That's my favorite line in the history
you
gotta of
you got to really go. Zoom in.
We should go. Hashtag that.
What else?
That deserved more, Bobby.
Anybody else?
What deserved? And then one, that's it, really.
That's it? Let me see.
One, six,
maybe that guy
600.
Was talking about my asshole. Joe's got a nice stinker. It's on the internet. It's all over the internet.
Ah, right.
It's covered in Braille.
Ah, nice stinker. I like that.
But folks, that silence you hear is Bobby on his phone.
No, it's not my phone. I'm reading the chat room, you fucking ape.
Well, didn't you hire a guy with nice hair and a big ass to read the chat room?
Kelly?
So you can... Yes!
Boy!
Bobby has had a good one in weeks. That was a humdinger. My God. Oh, boy. I can't wait for the day you can button that shirt. That's going to be exciting.
Let me tell you something about that.
You look great.
No, this is the hard part is that when you lose weight, I did lose weight, but I'm not, you know, I'm definitely not
absolutely
there.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my my therapist, and there's a part that I was up for, and I needed to be fat for this audition, and I was like, I'm kind of scared because I'm losing weight, and I don't know what to do. He goes, "You're fine." I was like, "What?" He goes, "Just keep losing weight. In fact, you should go to the gym too."
I think it'd be funny if you started a new email account called Casting Whatever Whatever, and then just emailed yourselves, "We need a fat guy," and you're like, "I can't. I just keep coming in. I'm gonna pay the bills." Louder, guys.
Actually, I should write that down.
How many pounds do you have to? I mean, does one have to gain? Do you have to? You have to audition fat? Like, no, I feel like that you get the part, and then they say you have to be fat. No.
Well, that's if you're famous,
yeah,
or a good actor,
right?
when you're going out on casting calls,
yeah.
Or if they're looking for moderate fat.
And everything you go on is fat.
But does it say fat or they go big?
Oh, it says heavy.
It says heavy or big.
I remember one. I read for one and the lady audition was terrible. It said fat old lady. So these women would have to come in and on the scripts, they have all the sides for the... It would say fat old lady. I remember this broad came in and she's a fat old lady and she just read the thing. She goes, "Oh, Jesus. Couldn't they write heavy?"
Yes.
You still showed up, you fat old lady.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Auditions are the saddest.
So sad.
Do you go auditions?
I've done a few, man.
A couple.
Yeah.
Let's not say a few. A few is three.
I've done two.
The first commercial I ever booked was a local commercial for a sports for SNY.
Uh-huh.
And I was fat guy in small jet shirt.
Oh,
and it was
geez.
Just a bunch of dudes in the audition room.
You mean
in the
you
room.
In a jet shirt.
Yeah. That's yeah, but it was a woman's jet shirt. It was covered in like glitter. By the way, it took two people to take it off me. My face was covered in green glitter for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Auditions That's for great. Commercials have to be the worst. Because first of all, even on the callback, you'll get a callback on a commercial, and you're like, "Oh my God, this is great!" And then it's everybody. They call back everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. Right. And it used to be they would have to print and message over you the piece of paper. Like this is an, you know, before email. Now they just email 1,000 people,
right,
and say, "Show up to this thing." I got fired by my commercial agent because the audition was for Yoplait, and I had to eat yogurt, and they said, "Show up ready to eat yogurt." And I just pictured 100 people in a fucking box of yogurt that's been sitting there all day and like room temperature yogurt. And I said, "I'm sorry, I don't want to eat yogurt. If I get booked, I'll eat all the fucking yogurt in the world." And they said, if you don't want to eat yogurt in the audition, and they got upset. And then that was the last time I auditioned for
a
commercial.
I wish every audition had yogurt.
Yogurt. just old commercial yogurt? I don't know. That wasn't my thing.
It's a fucking... Commercials. Right. Commercial auditions are fucking sad, man. Because this is what they do, too, is they make you pantomime. It's like they don't even have them. Could you just go get a basketball so I don't have to fucking... I don't know how to... What the fuck? Am I French?
I mean,
just go down. Run down the street. Yeah. Models. Get a fucking ball. And let me... So I don't have to pretend to bounce and chew gum when I walk in.
I had to do an audition that ended up... You ever have this where you go on an audition and then... who's the guy from SNL that quit and then did a Verizon commercial?
Bill Hader.
Chris Rock.
Bill Hader, yeah. I had to audition for that. First of all, it's weird when you audition.
I'll just say Phil Hartman. I thought I didn't know what that was.
I'm not that far in the business.
Everybody would have one, and you two fucking lumps are listening like fucking audience members.
I was going to say Michael Che, but I thought that was...
Well, why don't you go ahead? There's a mic in front of you, asshole. It's on.
I'm glad they didn't say anything.
Joe Piscopo.
But it ended up... It's weird when you go on audition, then Bill Hader gets it, which also it's weird to quit SNL and then do a Verizon thing. But it was the one where the commercial was you running around, plugging in. It was a commercial about your phone dying, and you got to keep plugging your phone in all these different things. So I'm running around an audition room. They didn't even have a real phone or a real phone charger. Just give me a phone.
And you had,
phone
to, you had to fake plug it in.
Yeah, and I just feel silly. I can't.
Which is
do
so
that.
Funny that they actually wanted me to eat yogurt, because like you're saying, every single time it is like, just pretend like you're eating yogurt.
Right.
I did a vodka commercial in audition in L.A., and there was an earthquake. in the middle of the read.
Great
and
comedian.
And the woman said, yeah. So he popped in. He actually booked it.
Is he blind?
He booked it, yeah.
He's got a nickname.
She goes, just keep going. And I'm like, there's a fucking earthquake outside. I'm not going to keep going. Wow. I did not get it.
And then you have the other thing, which is the voiceover audition, which is a bunch of failed fucking actors who are bald backpacks. Like, they can't visually get a part anymore.
They can't sound like a kid.
But they sound amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Like, just the conversations, you just... So anyways, it's like, what the fuck? I think I know you.
But now on TV, 100% of the TV voiceovers are celebrities.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It used to be voiceover artists.
After the strike... Yeah. Everything fucking switched.
Yep.
When there was no pilot season for that year.
Yep.
When fucking, remember when you were a TV guy and there was movie guys?
Yep.
Okay? Movie guys never went back to TV until the strike. And now all of a sudden, wait a minute, I can make $200,000 an episode for 13 or 26 episodes for 8 years, be set for the rest of my life, make more money than I'll ever make doing a bit part in a fucking, I'm in. So all those guys, when they used to make stars through TV, and then they became movie stars, that shit's over.
But wouldn't you also say part of that, though, is HBO really changing the game and FX, and now TV is different. There's more production value, and this is a question.
I think it's both. But here's the thing: is that of course we had less TV channels. Now there's a fucking and the TV on TV is now brilliant. I mean, they make great shows and it's because of those great actors that were movie stars coming back to do TV. Absolutely, but still, that you eliminated the star factor. You eliminated a bunch of jobs. And when, like he said, back in the day, it was a guy with a great voice who did the commercial. Now it's fucking, who was it?
LaFontaine, right?
Who's the fucking guy who just did the Samsung commercial?
Neil Brennan.
Neil fucking Brennan?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, why am I aggravated right now? Oh, why do I not want to buy a Samsung? It's fucking Neil Brennan's cunty voice.
But remember the guy who used to do all the trailers in a world? That guy?
Yeah.
He died.
Pablo Francisco?
No.
That guy died too.
Something LaFontaine. When he died, that's when the celebrities started getting VOs.
As close as you can get to it, though.
Well, now, trailers don't have any voice. There's no voiceover trailers anymore.
Yeah.
If you watch a trailer, when we were kids, it was always a voiceover trailer. But now
it's
not.
A guy.
It's cheesy now. You don't need one. You don't. They figured out how to do trailers.
Sorry.
No, you.
Excited.
No, please.
I'm passionate about this.
Excitement. Go ahead.
I'm passionate about this.
You love VO. You've always loved VO.
They fucked up trailers. And Roger Ebert, I first read it from him, but we talked. hell of a. We have the same jawline. So
you talked. He mumbled.
You have the same jawline now. Nothing.
Well, he had his jaw removed.
I know, but now he's dead, so it's even fucking flatter. Can I have that bandana?
Yeah, that didn't make even any sense.
That? Yeah, I just fucked it. That's called the bomb bandana. So you know who gave the last stinker out.
Oh, great.
The bomb
bandana. And I started with it.
We just assumed.
Kelly was pissed at you.
We assumed with your looks.
Do I throw the bomb bandana?
With your looks, you wouldn't be funny.
Bomb bandana.
Yeah, throw it.
One word.
I think it'd be awesome if you had to wear that on stage as a comic. Like, if you bombed the last time, you have to wear the bomb bandana. That would be rough.
The Scarlet Letter.
Can I give this back to you?
Yeah, throw that right back. Right on, Bobby. Yeah,
one more person calls it the bomb bandana.
Also, it's also a bad idea bandana, apparently.
You know what? I'm going to call that a bomb because you tried. You were trying to get something out of that.
The effort was there.
I love it.
But now the trailers, they show too much, and it's because America is just dumb.
On some movies.
They show the whole fucking movie.
Because they want people to see it, though.
I was watching the trailer for Godzilla. Away.
Hang on.
I know is the guy from Breaking Bad's on it.
Listen,
I didn't even see the fucking monster.
I think certain movies they do, certain movies they don't, but I love trailers now. They have that trailer app on iPad. Is one of my favorite things in the world, and I'll actually see more movies than I would have because of the trailer. And I'll see there's certain movies where I got to go see. I'm not fucking seeing that. God forbid.
I'm actually pissed they don't put trailers on Netflix. You actually have to watch the movie. Like, give me the fucking trailer first so I know if I should sit through
this. You're absolutely right, because you just read the description.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Yeah. I want you to show it to me, not read.
I agree.
Usually when I watch
it. Do you agree? Or you
There's a heavy scent of sarcasm coming out of that.
No, I do agree. Right. I still think so. It's this amazing technology that we're watching TV from the internet, yet we still have to read the description. I'm not being a dick right now.
I'm on my couch.
You know what it is? It's your teeth.
It's my teeth. know. I've always said that my teeth have been my biggest comedy weakness.
It's also like your mouth is very dicky.
This is
it's also the Tom Brady haircut, I think.
You're very tall and handsome, and we are not.
God damn it. This is I swear to God, when he walked in the room, I was like, this guy is not the guy that's supposed to be here.
Who is supposed to be here?
I don't know, like an ugly like a comic.
You're missing a beard and a notepad.
I'm sorry. Can I ask you? Yes.
How? Where are you from?
I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, originally.
Okay, and how long have you been doing comedy?
Go Blue. I've been a comic for 11 years. I started there for 5, and I was in L.A. for 6, and I just moved to New York. I'm in my first year here, and I love being in New York and telling people I came from L.A., because you guys are so nice to L.A. comics here. I just want to thank all of you personally.
There's a sarcasm again.
Thank you so much.
Well,
for
can
this.
I say
appreciate
something, though?
Yes.
Comics are...
Yeah,
like you know, none of us give a shit.
Yeah,
but when you're dealing with these guys, these young guys, they care.
You know,
comics, talent isn't afraid of talent, my friend.
Okay,
you understand,
right.
My buddy.
Yes, I got you.
Yeah, I don't care where you come from.
Kelly's pissed.
But it's like, thank you, Joe, for fucking helping me with that.
Buddy.
Jesus Christ.
I found just when I first moved here, I'd be introduced to you came from LA or whatever, and then the crowd, I would even see like a little arms cross and fucking, you know, this guy over here.
They've been burned before.
I don't know. Why.
Well, you say you're from Michigan.
Yeah.
You put in a lot of time in Michigan, right?
Yeah, I put a lot of time in Michigan.
Yeah. We worked together.
Is that where we worked together? Was it Joey's?
We did Joey's with Nick. You were emceeing.
Nick,
this is years
right.
and years ago. This is like 06.
You
and my buddy Tom Dustin came along.
Yes, I remember that.
And he wears your t-shirt a lot.
Okay, Joe.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get a word in. This isn't Tuesdays with Murray, okay? I'm trying to fucking get a word in.
His name's Mark.
We talked about this before, though.
We bumped into each other.
All right, I get it.
I've met you before.
Shut up, you good. Turn your mic down, cocksucker.
Can you turn your mic down a little bit?
Listen. Wait a minute. You emceed for him?
I was a local comic in Michigan. Nick DiPaolo headlined and brought Joe with him.
Really? So you were the feature, he was the MC, and Nick was headlining.
And I remember kept thinking, like, this feature blows. I kept thinking that the whole
time.
That's
hurtful.
I'm just kidding, Joe.
Somebody proposed. You were on stage.
Which is the worst, right? Remember that shit?
Vaguely, I was very drunk.
And the owner comes up and says, hey, there's someone here that wants to propose. Hey, MC, will you just take this on? And then you have to fucking,
that
someone
sucks.
Gets on.
I can say this, though. He is much more impressed with Joe than Kelly.
Yep.
Well,
I like how Joe always intertwines at Tom Dustin in every story that he tells, and we've never met him.
I remember Joe being very funny. I remember being, you know, I had never really, you guys came from New York, I was in Michigan, I didn't, this is the stand-up city, it was very fun. It was a fun weekend, I learned a lot that weekend.
Alright, well, that was a fucking boring end to a nice story.
Yeah.
Listen, so
I'm sorry. You're really insensitive.
I'm sorry, Joe. You know what, you're right, I apologize.
You're sensitive.
I really, I apologize.
And Bobby knows Tom Dustin, he should be on the show.
I love
sometime.
Tom, him and his fucking fire wallets.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There's a few comics that do that shit.
What?
The fire wallet?
No, there isn't.
I swear to God, there's a guy down in Miami or down in South Florida does it.
What is it?
Mike,
I don't know
Mike
what that is.
Mike Hurley,
I did a show with this Tom Dustin guy who's just a thin alcoholic from Boston, but hilarious guy, sweet guy.
Yep.
Like, you think you're not going to like this guy, but he's just a great guy, and he's very funny. But he is, his merch... is wallets. They're magic wallets that fire comes out of them. And the reason why he sells them is because he did the math. He goes, I can buy these for cheap and make the most money off them.
Right.
So it's better than selling a T-shirt or a CD
wallet.
Or actually writing an hour and maybe getting a DVD. He went out and figured out what, you know, mathematically can make him the most money. So it's a fire wallet.
Does real fire come out?
Yes. It's a lighter inside
of a
wallet. It's a magic thing.
Right.
A magician should sell it after a show, not a comedian.
A stand-up guy.
But this is a guy who used his computer bag shoulder strap as a belt once because his pants were falling down. So, but he, you know, he couldn't buy a belt, but he had fucking 9 Heinekens that night.
Right.
That guy.
And 30 flame wallets.
Yeah, but he sells a lot. He's the only guy. If I didn't know him or didn't like him, I would be like, you're fucking not selling flame wallets. You're not making $40 a wallet while I'm trying to fucking sell a shit CD for fucking $10.
Do you sell, Bob, you sell a CD? Or?
I don't sell anymore because my CD's too old, but when I do get my new, film my new hour, I'll sell that. Now sometimes I'll sell posters or something like that.
That part sucks of comedy, selling, but it can just be so profitable.
Here's what I do.
All your DVDs should open up and fire should come out.
It sucks.
And burn the CD and melt it.
Yeah.
It sucks when fans aren't paying to see you, and you they're not going to line up and buy something, that's when it sucks.
Yeah.
When you know you're giving more comps away than you are selling tickets, that's when it sucks. But you know, look, there's nothing better when fans are seeing you, when right. you have a room full of people that came to see you.
What's that like?
And I don't know.
I'll run downstairs and grab somebody.
Yeah, ask him. Why don't you call Billy Burr and ask him?
Well, you know what, dude? The banks.
I don't fucking know, but
come on. Oh, you got a lot of fans. Yeah, what are you dude. Talking about?
I was kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, come on.
Bobby, they love you, man.
Shut up. I was kidding with you. Right. I'm not playing both sides. You don't get to play both sides, you assholes.
You've got you two either 300 fans.
Is that the worst merch ever sold? A flaming wallet? I can't. I've
no.
What's worse than that? Someone sold a Can-Dum, which was like
a what now?
A condom that goes around a can, like a koozie.
Oh, I've seen
but it
koozies.
Was a condom, and I was like, that's pretty bad.
I saw a guy with bracelets with sayings on them.
Yeah,
and they were different colors. Jeez. And he had his sayings, but not his sayings. Like
just funny sayings.
Yeah,
just
like it's like, are you shitting me?
He had all get or done bracelets.
It was. But he had bracelets. He had stickers. He had a DVD of his band.
Jeez.
And it was like, wait
that's
a minute,
great.
That's not even comedy.
Yeah,
and
just a random fucking
just a duffel bag full of shit. And he was from the town. It's not even like he was traveling to make gas money and hotel money. Like you live 8.2 miles away. Like, you're going home tonight.
He just grabbed a bag full of shit from his house?
Yeah, I actually trashed him for it. And then I met him last year. He was like, dude, thank you. I stopped selling my bracelets. But whatever.
I'm starving.
I get it.
Right.
But thanks, though. You've taught me.
I'd be a real comic. I care less about that. Something happened in the last couple of years. I used to fucking hate it, but now I care less about it because you can't change the when we came
care
up
less about what you mean somebody
we, these middle feature
oh,
guys
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What they're trying to do, which aggravates me, is they're trying to make headliner money without being headliner funny.
Right.
Well,
and back in the day,
now that's a t-shirt.
Here's where I would
here, but here, let differ. Me finish.
Sorry.
Here's what. Back in the day, you were the MC. You wanted to be the feature. You had to become funnier to where the feature didn't want to follow you. Or the club owner was like, dude, I want you to feature. And then as a feature, you had to become as funny enough to be able to headline. And that's how you made money. That's how you moved. That's how you got paid more. And it was the evolution of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, except I, as a feature, sold. Did I sell that time we worked together?
Yeah.
As an MC, I fucking sold t-shirts because I was low.
What the fuck could you have as an MC?
I had just this one
flaming
little joke.
Flaming wallets.
Flaming wallets, yeah. No, I mean, I wanted to do...
You sold locks of your hair?
I wanted to do everything I could
I bought them all.
To not have a normal job.
Just pictures of
and
his teeth.
And it sucks. Like, it especially sucks when you ask the headliner, hey, man, is it cool if I sell t-shirts? You know, that's the worst.
Yeah,
but it's
not your job. You shouldn't have a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, you're not funny enough to have a fucking joke that deserves to be on a shirt.
I was able to survive as a stand-up full-time as a feature because of that shirt. So that I would disagree with. Now,
but here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. What should make you survive is you becoming the from the MC to the feature and then becoming the feature to the headliner.
Right.
That's what should make you survive. That's what makes you become a headliner. And there's a lot of guys out there that are remaining feature acts.
Because they're making... That's true.
They're fucking...
That's terrible.
I know guys that haven't left Florida because they can make $1,200 on a weekend just featuring.
What about Boston? There's guys that made so much money in Boston. Yeah. They stayed regional and they never left. Some of the funniest guys on the planet never left Beantown because they didn't have to.
They're doing it on the hood circuit here.
I had to leave fucking Boston. Yeah.
So let me ask you, what changed your mind? Why? You said you changed your mind about it now? No, you're not.
Because now anybody in their fucking, you know, back in the day to make a t-shirt cost a lot of money. You had to fucking, you know, now you can just go to these companies will just do them for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing to get a t-shirt. You go on your computer and make a little stupid thing and type it up and have them shipped out and give them $1,000 and you're making $10,000 in t-shirt money.
Yeah.
You know, but you're actually not worried about... Now, here's the bad part about your t-shirt. You ready? You have to do that joke.
Yeah.
Because you get 2,000 fucking t-shirts.
Sure.
So you're never going to grow. You're never going to change the end of your act. You're always going to have to do that joke until you run out of fucking t-shirts. And when you're almost out of them, you're going to go buy more. So that joke... You're remaining the shitty fucking comic that you shouldn't be because you're into making that money. Yeah. When you fucking say fuck it and then wait until somebody goes, hey man, I like you, I want to do a CD with you, I want to do a DVD, I want to do shit a special with you, all of a sudden there's something to that to me. I think there's, it's like clubs. You know, the bringer shows. I get you have to do it, but back in the day, we didn't do that. You went in and auditioned. You hung out at the club you wanted to get in. You stayed there until one night they said, all right, you want to go up for five? Because what's his name didn't show. You went up and did well. Then he gave you a Wednesday. You right. did well. Then they moved you to Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then you keep killing. And then all of a sudden, you're on a Friday, last spot after everybody. And you do well, and it then all of a sudden you people hear about you. Oh, he's funny. That's the way it was. It wasn't you bring five people, you get spots.
Right. Yeah. You can only do that in places like New York, like in Florida or anything like that. You don't have that every night or working into the clubs or Alaska.
But it's exactly there's like one that club still. There. No one that's doing bringers is moving up. That's a whole different thing.
There's I know,
people
but it's,
doing bringer
it's
shows
sad to
that
those
are just
guys.
Bringers.
I feel bad for those people because they don't know that there's no end. Just like T-shirts. I mean, you made it out.
Yeah, I mean, what I was just going to say is you have to... I lived in Michigan. The only way I could fucking save any money to move to New York or LA to do comedy was if I sold these fucking things.
No, you could have got a job.
And I could have got a job, but I wanted to spend the time working on the act and trying to get booked and all that shit.
Horseshit. I had five jobs. I did fucking 4 to 5 sets a night, okay. And I had five jobs.
Sure.
So that's, I mean, I used to go down, me and Dane and Billy and Patrice would race to places. We all fucking had jobs.
Yep.
And we all did what we had to do,
but Bob,
and did our spots at night.
Isn't the beauty of stand-up, and I'm not challenging you to be disrespectful, I'm challenging because I'm fascinated.
I want you to challenge
everyone's
me.
Everyone's path can be different. Everyone's path can be different.
No, motherfucker!
Path is Bobby Kelly's path.
Look, I understand. That's why it doesn't bother. Look, if someone has a fucking T-shirt, okay. I don't think an MC should have anything but fucking 8 minutes of good material.
And I agree with you. That's why I even brought it up because I was like, did I fucking sell a T-shirt as a host? I did, but at the time,
I don't think you
I
should have.
Did it.
The only thing you should be worried about is having 20 minutes.
Sure,
that's right. Your life.
Sure, yeah.
So whatever shit job you have to do, live with your mom. I lived in a shithole, 125 in Shirley Ave in Revere, a fucking shithole, crappy drug infested neighborhood. Just so I could do my comedy.
Sure.
So I didn't have to work a full-time job to pay this crazy rent. I had a shit car, holes in the floor, fucking water would shoot up on a date. If I was on a date with a chick, went through a puddle, she'd have water in her pussy.
Oh, your bush is wet.
So, but I
sounds
think
like
that
helps a date.
I get an, I get that these feature guys, it's out there now where they
also
travel and they have to make this money. I get it.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for them because they get stuck in this shit. Mm-hmm. They get stuck in, I have this fucking trunk full of T-shirts and it's I'm making almost as much money as this fucking headliner if I can just hawk these things for $20 a pop. I mean,
but the side argument or other part that you're sort of leaving out, I feel like, is that some of these guys, you can't. It's hard to get the credits. It's hard to fucking headline. You got to get an agent. You got a TV. There's a lot of guys that headline. You got to be a draw or have the credits. Yeah. Some people can fucking destroy for 45 minutes.
That's
the headline work.
That's the business.
20 years ago, this is the only thing in the fucking country where the money has not gone up with
since
all the inflation. Feature money has gone down. So now I'll open for Nick. It's $100 a set, six sets, and it's a $400 flight.
That's what I was going to say. The flights are
I don't
killing
sell
everybody.
Shit, but feature money has not gone up. Spot pay has gone up. Headline money has gone up.
You have to pay for your flight?
Yes. And so like
a lot of times,
I go away for a week
and
come back and net $80.
What does that make you do? What does that make you want to do?
And, I mean, I work.
What does it make you want to do?
Work harder. So I'm doing that, but
so,
it's not
and you're
always
gonna,
that easy.
Yeah, but you're going to be a headliner very soon. People are already starting to fucking say how funny.
Well, I mean, I've been headlining. Listen, I headline.
Exactly, but people are already saying how funny you are. People are already saying, oh my God, Joe, I go places.
Already.
I just started saying that.
15 years in.
Well, yeah, but dude, 15 years ain't shit, my friend. Yeah,
not anymore, right.
You should have been further along, absolutely, but you know why you weren't.
Right.
So that's not our. That's not the business. That's your fault.
But you can acknowledge what I'm saying. That the
I understand
inflation.
But
everything is more money. 25 years ago, a middle act got paid $100 a set. 25 years ago,
yes,
still do. The price of flights have quadrupled.
Absolutely.
The price that you're paid to middle has not moved.
Absolutely,
it's insane. So you used to be able to make an actual living when you started.
I hear you. I understand, and I understand it's a different time. I understand. That's why it doesn't. 2 years ago, it fucking infuriated me. I kind of, okay, dude, you want to sell your t-shirt? Go ahead.
Right.
But you're fucking yourself in a way. You're setting yourself up to be comfortable. And I don't think as a comic, being uncomfortable and not being satisfied is what drives us, I believe.
Being uncomfortable. I think if he sold a t-shirt or something and it gave him a little more financial stability, it would only help his comedy.
Well, DePaulo wouldn't let
me, think
first
the
of all.
Yeah, well, right.
How would that help his comedy?
But it would not be. Life doesn't have to be this immediate terrible struggle. It's already hard
not
enough
for you because your parents loved you.
No, I know, right. But I'm saying,
are comedy, your parents together?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Comedy.
I don't listen.
You
don't
listen
to
me. Comedy's already hard enough. Stand up is already hard enough.
I stopped listening when he smiled.
Comedians, I feel like, look, I'm entitled to my opinion. Comedians.
Not on this show.
John Fugelstein, I want you to shut your mouth.
How many more bandanas do we have?
We already make it so hard on ourselves. Comics make it so much harder on themselves. It's already a hard enough fucking art form that we're trying to do right now.
Isn't pain funny? My pain should be funny to other people. Yeah. If I'm living a good life.
I think if you have an extra $300 a month from selling a t-shirt, you still are going to have good pain.
And Mike is a good example. Here's a guy that was selling t-shirts to make extra money. He's moved up just fine. He's in L.A. He's been on the Tonight Show. He's headlining. So it doesn't necessarily mean
but he was going to listen.
Some people are pieces of shit who sell shit and don't move up.
If he was using it as a goal to go to L.A., that's great, man. But, like, again, I know a lot of dudes stay in the hometown because they're making bank.
Hang on a second. We haven't even seen, but you're saying we haven't. He's not one of the greats yet. He might be, but he's not yet.
But he's not stuck in Ann Arbor selling t-shirts.
But don't you want to be one of the greats?
Of course.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't think the greats...
But do you have to not... Do you have to absolutely be fucking struggling financially to be a great? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to be struggling financially.
Yeah.
But I think the more pressure you have on your comedy to become better.
Yep.
Even at this stage, 20 years in, 20 something, every fucking day do I feel pressure.
Absolutely.
Every day I feel pressure to keep pushing to become better because I'm not fucking there. And my shows are better. I don't worry as much. And look, I understand too that I think part of my insecurity, I would say, when I show up at these places, I would kind of be insulted because I would never, ever imagine being on a show with a headliner that I respected and think, hey, do you mind if I sell my CD that I made in my...
Sure.
I know yours... You went through a record company and deserved it. But
sure.
I made mine in my basement. I'm going to sell it for the same price as you. Do you mind?
Sure.
I would never think about that.
Looking back, that's why I even brought it up with Joe. Like, I would have changed that. I mean, I didn't know Nick DePaulo from anybody at the time. Now I do and met him and was honored to even get, you know, work with you guys that weekend. Looking back,
this guy's selling a fucking shirt.
No, but looking back, I'm like, fuck, it's just kind of, you know, that was pretty ballsy of me and I wouldn't do that again. But that being said, if it got me to L.A. a year earlier because of that, then I don't give a fuck. And I don't think Nick DePaulo gives a fuck either, frankly. I mean, I don't know. I would have to ask him, but it helped me, in my opinion.
It helped you, but I don't think it helps everybody. I've seen a lot of guys out there like selling this fucking wallet. What's his name? He should stop that.
Who's buying that?
A lot of people.
Who goes
fucking,
to a
dude? It's
serious?
Fucking awesome.
You think going to the Midwest selling mozzarellas at the end of a show? Like, is that possible?
But my point is, right now I don't give a fuck as much as I used to because I don't care anymore.
Because you have a baby.
I'm done, huh?
Because you have a baby.
No, it's I don't care. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going up and doing this hour. You guys can do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care about you anymore. I'm not gonna fucking try to help anybody. You want
good.
It?
That's good. That's great. That's yeah. That's awesome, right? I mean, shouldn't. We shouldn't really.
It's well.
We should be a community and we should be friends. But like, your path is your path. My path is my path. Joe's path is Joe's path.
Yeah, but your path stinks.
Yeah.
And you help people all the time.
I help people.
Or is this a new policy? Is this why you're making fun of my podcast?
No, I help people that want help. I help people that are that actually embrace it or need it. I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to show up at a club that I don't know a guy. And if, hey, do you mind if I say, go ahead. I'll make fun of you. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. If you're going to do it, though, don't not take the hit. Don't not take the hit.
Sure.
That bugs me too. Is some of these guys are like, well, I gotta make a living. That's the fucking point. I hate that fucking excuse.
So you're saying
I gotta make
features.
A living. Go fucking become a headliner.
Right.
Then you make the living. Why do you get to supersede the whole fucking process? That's like to be the president of fucking Walmart. Hey, listen, I'm gonna go fuck his daughter so I can jump over everybody. Well, go fucking do the work. Make the fucking progressions up the ladder and become the guy. That's what used to filter this fucking shit business out, is that if you weren't funny enough, you didn't fucking make it. You had to give up because you didn't make a living at it. And it didn't pan the fuck out. Yeah. But now you can go make a CD in your basement and pan it the fuck out by cheating, because it's not because you were funny. It's not because there's crowds lining up. Nobody even fucking knows you, but you're still pandering and hawking these fucking things after the show. And everybody's like, I'll fucking, we're cattle. I'll fucking get yours and yours. And what is it? Yours is made in a basement and only two tracks work, but who cares? Fuck you. Go be funny.
But that being said, there's a lot of people that fucking get lucky. Don't put any work in. Get on a show on basic cable. The show blows
up. Let's drop names.
Now they're headliners. And now they've just blown right on past people that have been fucking busting their ass for years and years.
But they'll be gone.
But I'm just saying.
That's
the one way to headline.
That's show business.
Of course.
Wait a minute. You're fucking talking about fucking show business. I'm talking about stand-up comedy. Talking about being at a club on the fucking
stand-up.
No, they're not doing stand-up. It's show business.
No.
Getting a TV show, okay, and blowing the fuck up is not what I'm talking about. Going to a club going, Robert Kelly, we heard he was funny. Let's bring him in. Negotiating the deal. Me flying in, doing the show, and fucking them saying he was really killed it. A lot of people showed up, and a lot of people liked him. Let's bring him back. I made that happen with my funny. I made that happen. Not with a TV show, because I'm not fucking famous. I do that with my funny.
Right.
Okay? So why the fuck do you... get to... Go ahead, raise your hand. Go ahead, Joe. I don't want you to fucking hurt your
the
neck.
The thing is...
What the fuck was that?
What you're talking about, you get funny, you fucking work it, but
Can you not mock me? I'm not mocking you.
I'm not mocking you.
I'm not talking little.
Because of the business, I'm doing what you're doing. I go downstairs here at the cellar, the premiere... murder. I go on last spot of the night like you're talking... killing it.
I'm
killing it everywhere.
Right.
But can I come headline your club? No, we have this guy who's on this show.
Not
so
yet.
You can't headline.
But, but hang on.
I'm headlining some of them here
but
and there.
Dude, you can't say I'm headlining some, but not all of them. You're getting there. You're doing it the right way. Hang on. You're letting funny fucking travel ahead of you and spread out. And I'm telling you this, people have mentioned it. People have at other clubs who love the podcast, Joe List is really funny, man. He was here with, but he fucking annihilated. You're laying the groundwork for when people go, you know, let's bring Joe List in headline. And you're going to get that money. You will get that. You will. Just like Lewis, a year ago, I got to move to LA and fucking, he stayed. And now he's headlining places that I took him and said, you should use him. He killed as a feature. Okay, then they brought him back as a headliner, and he killed. Well, he did okay, but he did good. Do you understand? That's how comedy works.
I understand.
It's not from fucking selling t-shirts.
I just don't like the simplification of like you just gotta get good, but you know it's still hard to get there because people don't just go. This is the thing that's changed in the business. being funny is not enough anymore.
Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
It's not.
No, no, actually, it's
because
not.
Hold on, TV guy can't follow
if
you.
If you were funny as me, you'd know that that's not true.
But Alexis
it
is
true
though.
Because
the TV guy and girl, because I know what you're talking about, can't follow you, and they won't, and they beg not
but
to follow you.
But it doesn't matter because the
yes,
headlining gigs are taken by them.
Because, but they'll
try
be
to
gone.
Get a headlining week. Send
hold
them
on
a 45
they'll
minute
be gone in two, 3 years. You'll still be there.
Do you understand that? Oh my God. I'm fucking headlining. What do I got? What the fuck have I been on? I got a podcast. I started.
You got
this.
A half hour Comedy Central special.
It's years ago.
But you're already in the club. You're in there.
But I'm the only thing keeping me in there is my funny. That's all that's actually keeping me in there is that a club will bring me back because of what I did on stage, not because of who I am, not because of what I got, not because of how many seats I filled.
How'd you get in there the first time?
Look, but
he sold shirts.
I just
you have to be good. You have to be good because when Dat Fan won Last Comic Standing, no, seriously, he was headlining everywhere. He's not anymore. I mean, because so you have to be able
to get in there. You guys are kind of talking to me like I'm not trying. I have an agent who's like, yeah, we're trying to get in there, but
you don't have a TV. I'm specifically talking to you like you're great.
I appreciate it, but like an agent is like, we got to get the Letterman. If we get a Letterman, we might be able to get you in
listen,
there.
Listen, you're already on your way. You're just not there yet. And being
I know,
being
I'm just
where
trying to make
at,
it clear that it's not as simple as you're
it
just
It is as
saying.
Simple as that. It's as simple. And and he's saying, does it have to be tragic? Yes, it does. Okay, it does. It sucks to be. There's stuff that you want that you don't have.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sucks that you don't have it.
Right.
When we get to where we wanted to be, we want to be at the next place.
Sure.
That's what keeps us going. That's what makes us
what I'm saying
work
is
harder.
My personal interior motivation can be enough than having all this other fucking external financial burden, family hates me burden, whatever. I'm not saying that's the case for me, but I'm saying if you're a driven, motivated person, the fact that I, whatever the case may be. Now, if I may quickly side with Joe, there will always be shitty entertainers who headline clubs because they have 800,000 Twitter followers, but they suck at stand-up comedy. If you're good at stand-up comedy, the longer it takes you to get there, the longer you stay there.
Can you look in the camera when you do this? Because you're very good looking. I want people to. I want people
this
to.
This is
watch
what we want.
I'm just saying.
Right
there here, is no question.
Here's your camera.
There's not even cameras on us for.
There is no question to me that Joe is going to get where he wants to go in stand-up, and he's going to be when he's there. He's already. I saw you fucking perform 8 years ago. I thought you were funny. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
thanks.
The point is, he also is making a point. There's a lot of you got to break in the door sometimes. And if that's maybe it's this podcast. Maybe it's his podcast. Maybe it's fucking Chelsea Lately going, dude, you want to be in my
This is what he doesn't see because he's in it. He doesn't see that 2 years ago he was fucked up and then he changed his life and he quit stuff and he got healthy.
Well, of course,
and
I see that. I think about it every day.
You did the show and you got a ton of fans and then you started your own podcast and that's exploding and then people.
Sure
your comedy is I know, millions of people. It's happening right in front of him, but it's not there yet. To where what he thinks he should be, but that's where we all are at.
Right,
everybody's there. Louis, you don't think Louis is going? I hope my show doesn't hope this season is good. You don't think people Colin Quinn is like, fuck, I gotta write. He's touring, doing another one man show. He's got another. We're all in that spot creating the as comics. The greatest thing about being a stand up comedian is the show business part of it. Can't take away our funny. You can be as funny as you want, and people will hear about it. And that's why I respect Burr. Burr went and just did what he knew he could do. Stand up. He became a fucking great stand up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He focused everything. He pinpointed everything on comedy, and that's it. And then he did his podcast to enhance his fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And those two met, and there you go. Okay, but you're on your way. You know what I mean? Oni's not going to make it.
Yeah.
He could sell a wallet and a fucking suit jacket.
In my defense, I'm not trying.
There we go. Smart. Smart
play. You get up on stage with stains in your
t-shirt. I'm only feeling the pain. I'm not doing anything with it.
I also don't think you necessarily need to have a painful life to be good at comedy or successful.
I don't think it's... like
Ted Alexander is the only example I can think of.
I agree with you completely, but every time I say that, I get fucking yelled at by someone whose parents do hate them.
Listen... Shut
his parents don't hate him. They're dead.
Look, there's too many.
My
roads
parents aren't dead. Don't say that
one.
About my parents.
Ooh, I mixed you up. I'm sorry.
My parents.
There's so many paths.
Me.
There are so many fucking paths.
I look at man. I agree that some. I know people that don't have shitty fucking lives that made it. That's great for you. But I think your comedy. I think your comedy path was sucky. Mm-hmm. You chose to do certain things to get out of where you're at. I get it, but I don't think that the. You know, everybody has a podcast now. Should everybody have one? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody should have one, but because it's so easy to have one,
sure.
Everybody does.
But don't you...
And what?
I'm sorry. Don't you think that those guys that stay in Florida or whatever, the fact that they haven't moved to LA or New York, isn't that a good thing? Because they're not saturating an already saturated market? No. Like, if they don't want to better themselves...
That's why I love people that go to LA and New York. I said, you want to be a comic, move to one of those cities. You want to be a stand-up because it will filter you the fuck out.
Yeah.
You will be fucking flushed down the toilet.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't have really what it takes,
yeah.
You won't be able to go through the fucking turbulence that you're going
to
go through.
And one of the things you need to have what it takes is to get the fuck away from your city and comfort zone and family and friends
Hello,
and people that support you.
I moved the whole world
watch
away.
Out. Watch out.
I do feel like we should say...
What is this new thing that you do with your
hand?
Because
I get eager to say something. It's a big thing.
Okay, good.
I do think we should say, and not be complete elitist, I still think the best of the best are in New York and come to New York. Yes. But there are a lot of great comics... Elsewhere, I can mostly can speak for Boston because that's where I'm from. But there's a lot of comics in the Midwest.
Chicago has a great scene.
Yeah, so there's
Colorado
great comics
great
that really
Boston.
Don't want to live in New York or L.A. or really be in showbiz. It's still a commendable, respectable job. And a lot of these guys are fucking brilliant comics who could blow the doors off a room. So I don't think you necessarily... There are great comics that... I mean, Brian Regan, I mean, he lived in New York at one point. He doesn't live in New York. Tim Wilson, who just dies, a Midwest comic.
Right,
there's some great... Midwest
but he's
comics.
Dead. You but die if you live there.
And like,
so
I mean,
you're proving my point.
I mean, Paul Narduzzi is one of the most brilliant comics in the country.
Is
he has four kids.
He's
tremendous.
But does
and the, he has four kids.
But do people know it? I'm talking about.
Don't you think it's a commendable life and job still?
Okay,
to
hang on one second.
That?
But does he do comedy as a living?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got four kids and has a house. His wife doesn't even work.
Okay. Really?
His wife might work.
She's lazy, actually.
She may help.
They really need it.
Look, she may help raise the four kids.
Can I say something? I love Bob Marley. Fucking said, fuck show business. Move back to Maine. He's the king of Maine. I love it.
Justin McKinney.
But how did they do that, Joe? With what? Because they're what? You can.
They're funny. They're
funny.
Great.
Did they also came
that's
up
my
at a time
point.
With no You're, social media?
My point, though, is that funny, you can't take away a comic's funny.
I agree with
this
you, Bobby.
This business, it doesn't matter if you're on a show or not on a show. If you're funny, Paul Narduzzi is a fucking hilarious guy. One of the funniest
great
guys.
Great comic.
But he's back in, it doesn't matter. He made his own choices. Bob Marley said, fuck show business. I'm going back to Maine to be happy. Fine. It doesn't matter because Bob Marley is fucking hilarious. You can't take away our funny. So if you work on just being funnier and becoming a great comedian, you won't have to fucking worry about anything.
But isn't
people,
it?
People are going to want to come see you.
Right.
People are going to, when people want to see you because you're funny, you sell tickets. When you sell tickets, you can do whatever the fuck
right,
you
right.
want.
You're not arguing
funny works,
saying.
Bobby, but do you disagree with this? Mm. And everyone's path can be different to that same destination, which is be funny. We all agree, and I agree with you 100%. Look how I'm sitting right now. This is how serious I am. My legs are crossed.
This is how LA is. Right.
It's driving me, literally driving me nuts.
You see the angle from here. I'm getting all buff.
Could we get him a latte?
I have one right here.
Oh, she's two fatsos just staring at your thin legs.
You have to fucking
I'm getting
be
hungry.
Funny, but the path is different. I had an athletic background, so like
no
I was.
Shit.
Really? No shit.
Oh, wow.
So
can I just point out,
what were
Kelly,
what were you?
Not like Michael Costa. She's just groaning over here.
Hang on.
Like this.
Yeah, guys, yes. don't talk over each other. I don't want fucking Tuesdays with Mikey fucking talking shit about us again.
Can I say that? I agree with you, but that might not be the most respectable path.
What? Oh, for
there's
sure.
There's two different paths, but I think Bobby's saying that there's a respectable
well,
path.
Well, do you
as
have
well.
To be respected by every single comic? You can't be. It's impossible. As soon as anything good happens to you, half the comics already
fucking
hate you.
Yeah, but
the
people that are being celebrities right now.
Wait a minute. Stop for a second. Yes. Why is there something that when somebody, I don't care if you admit it or not.
Oh boy.
But why is there something when somebody does get something that it just feels shitty?
It's yeah, amazing.
Why?
No, it
what is that? Because I love people. I love when I really want everybody to fucking be successful.
Sure.
That's why I love doing this show. I could do it with just the same people. I love having new people on. I love exposing.
It's been a real
people.
Honor for me too,
I appreciate
Bobby.
It, man. This is my only credit.
I love helping people out if I can, whatever I can do, even if it's just a few hundred people on Twitter.
Right.
That, I love that. But when somebody does get something, there's something inside that goes fuck.
Because we're competitive.
Well, I feel at least for myself, if it's somebody who's earned it, like. Say just to, like Ted Alexandro just got the special, the 1 hour thing, and he did all that shit for him. Anything he would get from my point of view would be great. But if somebody just put out a web series on there, just somehow got a million followers on Twitter or a bunch of YouTube hits, and then they got famous from that, I think that would bother me more.
Or like
than
a new tour.
If
I don't know if you're like two girls that were doing a tour that was called. The trouble, no, Loved Isn't Real. Okay. Is that what it's called?
It's annoying, but who are we? I mean, it is annoying. It's fucking
annoying.
It's annoying for a
little bit, and then it goes away.
What the fuck can you do?
You really,
what the fuck
That's
can
why
you
I
do?
Love like famous, real famous comedians.
Right.
Really don't give a fuck about anybody else's anything.
Right.
Yeah. Like you could say, did you hear fucking, I don't care.
Yeah.
I have to write this thing.
That feels great.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And I love that. I've been trying to adopt that into my life, but it's still a weird thing when you hear, you see somebody and you're like, oh,
it's because I changed.
I gotta go to fucking Connecticut this weekend and this cunt.
I'm in Connecticut this weekend.
Hey. Where?
Oh my God.
City Steam?
No.
Pumpernickel Pub?
I'm actually in New York.
Big Joe Willie's?
Can I do a guest spot?
Sure.
Are you selling t-shirts and wallets?
No.
Joe List wigs?
How do you lose this thing?
Versus
you
just
can't, once you have it, it's
no, someone else has to bomb.
Someone else has to bomb.
So
you'll lose
so
it.
So no one else has bombed since then?
We've been talking serious.
Hang on one second. Kelly is here. You're safe.
Okay. It will happen.
Sorry, Kelly.
But this
Kelly, I'm kidding. I love you, Kelly.
Comedy's like golf, right? Like, we're all friends. We're all in the clubhouse.
Give him the bandana right now.
I like this.
Just give it to him.
Finish before I get the bandana.
It wasn't even a joke. It's actually,
I just don't like his face.
I don't know if you know you can
it's
gamble on
face.
Golf.
That's a pretty
Have
good face.
Have you seen this face,
fat dude?
Morning.
I mean, do you determine this, or is it who?
No, Lee, I was kidding.
Okay,
I was kidding.
I want to hear the end of this.
Because it's
golf.
Like golf. Like we're all in the clubhouse. We're all hanging out. We love it. And then fucking somebody goes out and fucking hits a hole in one and wins the fucking major. And you're like, fuck that guy. And then they put the cameras on us and like, no, congratulations, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's also like golf in the sense
I didn't listen to anything you just
it's
said.
It's also like golf.
I mean, let me redo it for you. This fucking guy has come out of fucking puck.
Well,
I
was
I am from
guy.
Jersey. Clubhouse, fucking and fucking thing. And we are fucking great. So there
it's
it is.
Like golf in the sense that actually your score is your performance.
It's an individual sport.
It's very self-focused in the sense that like if you shoot a 65, if you go murder somewhere, and I go and I have a very strong set, I should walk away being happy. And if you murder, that's great. But in that sense, it is like golf. It's not like boxing.
What
match.
Are you? What are you? What show? What do you do? What are you on? What a fucking
here we
what
go.
Great gig
Where
do you have?
I don't have a fucking.
Hang on one second. What great gig do you have that fucking just chunks your bank account up when you look at your fucking balance at an ATM? You just smile.
I open for Joe and Nick on the road, and I sell T-shirts, and I fucking crush it. I'm on a show called Crowd Goes Wild on Fox Sports One. Fox Sports One. It's channel 774 on Time Warner Cable. We were talking about how many fucking channels there are.
Yeah,
I'm on channel 774.
It's actually, Regis Philbin is
can
on.
I say
Regis
don't act like it's not. Let me ask you: have you ever been on a fucking radio show before?
Yeah.
All right. Stop talking over people. All right. You're like the Luis Gomez, the fatter.
He's got his
Luis
own podcast.
Gomez.
I don't know if you.
Do you really? What is it? One person on.
Luis is so loud. We had to get two Latinos to take his place.
Oh shit.
Oh,
Joe. They don't have to raise you.
I'm
not
only
cow.
With him.
I'm not cowhead. Is it cowhead? No, it's man cow. Man cow used to.
Oh, man cow was great. That was a great episode.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that the guy that was here?
That was
That's
cowhead.
Cowhead. Oh. Cowhead is awesome.
I love that cowhead.
I
love cowhead.
Similar.
Cowhead's the best. I have him by me all the time.
Speaking of which, he's a Tampa guy, right?
Man cow is a fucking asshole.
Who's man cow?
Exactly.
He's a radio guy.
He used to be huge in Chicago. You'd have to go in and you'd have to raise your hand to talk.
Until podcast destroyed him.
Which is what you're doing right now.
Like
that's his new thing, though. He doesn't have
I've been raising my hand since the 70s and I never look back.
Hey, he's just being polite.
But Fox News One, Fox Sports
One,
is actually trying to go head to head with ESPN.
Tough.
It's ESPN tough. Should be fucking derailed. I hate ESPN.
It's the worst.
Sorry,
it's tough, but you guys are actually, what you got to do is you tried to be so fucking different and goofy, which I get, I like, but you have to, you kind of got to fucking do what they do and then find your own thing inside of that. You have to find your groove. As drummers say, you have to play the same beat, but find your groove.
Bobby, because I am like... absolutely, 100% agree with you. You know what sucks? I'm not an executive on the network.
Yeah.
I fucking work for them. And what they really need is a sport that someone wants to watch.
Right.
Right? Like ESPN has Monday Night Football, has all the college, everything. Our network plays those little funny car races. You know, what's that called? Is it funny car, NASCAR? Like, we don't even, you have to buy the rights.
Well, you guys are trying to invest in sports. MMA, UFC is trying to get
UFC they have, and they have World Cup and the next World Cup.
I'm sure they're thrilled about you shitting on them.
I'm not shitting on them.
No, he's not.
No, I mean, we need better sports. I think they would agree with that.
He's very corporate.
I'm not going to shit on them.
No, I don't think they're going to make you sell t-shirts.
I don't think I'd love to see.
Originally, it's one t-shirt.
Kelly's dumb accent, something she was saying, fuck sports.
Were you saying that?
Like, no. Like you're gonna,
Australians
like,
fucking love sports.
Like you were gonna,
no, she said fuck sports.
No, like a sport where you fuck somebody. Because you're very handsome. And
all right, so...
That was almost bandana worth.
I think... Yeah. All right.
You're right, though. I agree with you.
I just fucking pop for a second?
Yes.
Without fucking having to wait? I think that the... not you. I was talking to Joe.
No, it's all good.
What? I don't know. I'm just fucking...
It's all good.
I was talking before you.
Shut up.
Well, I was. You can play back.
Shut the fuck up.
From now on, everyone raises their hand.
Shut up.
You're in a real mood tonight.
I am. You know what? I am in a mood. I'm sorry. What? I really am.
As soon as I said I sold t-shirts as a host,
you know,
he fucking freaked.
No, because his fucking happy go fucking horse shit life. No, I'm kidding.
No.
John Fugel, listen.
Yeah.
I think you're right about the Fox. I was very excited about Fox Sports 1 because I think that ESPN needs to fucking...
Yeah.
You know, I'm fucking sick of it. But you do have MMA, which is a huge, fast-growing sport.
Massive.
Which is going to be... And you have World Cup. But when is anybody going to realize... We don't give a fuck and never will about the game of the foot. We don't care about soccer.
I love it.
I disagree with you.
I am a soccer-aholic.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
You know what they should do, like they do in MMA, is have guys explaining the shit more. I don't know what a fucking green, yellow card. He got kicked in the shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's the simplest game.
You don't know what a yellow card is?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
I bet you everybody in this room knows what a yellow card is.
Yes. Okay.
Also,
Chris Scopo, what's a yellow card?
Yellow card is when you do a penalty in soccer.
That's because he's a queer that played soccer in Queens.
Also, the fucking 40% of the country is Latino from South America and New Mexico and Europe. They're all soccer people.
You made up that percentage.
Not 40%, but we're like 20-something and we're fast growing.
Yeah.
So
that's
one
issue
for.
So
it's
by 2050, we'll be the majority, and by then...
Also, the
MLB. Yeah, because you guys are running across the fucking border like it's nothing.
No, it's
because
we're not fucking us.
These guys are not running.
We're swimming.
They're floating across.
Our mothers are rowing.
What do we got? We'll read the chat room.
I bet you got
friend.
Huge soccer fans in the chat room.
Hang on one second. We have anybody like chat? Anybody in the chat room?
Jesus, Bobby is looking good.
Nice, dude.
I'll take it.
Somebody's jerking off to you right now.
Pizza hasn't caught up with inflation.
What?
Give him the bingo.
Can you read the latest
one? That's not a true,
Bobby's
though.
Head
Pizza's
is so shiny.
Not that. Read the latest
Pizza's
one.
Been
As
the same.
Ari said, Joe List is a mystery. He should be bigger.
Oh, thank you. Whoever that is.
Thank you. That's 20 minutes ago.
That's probably the same guy that complimented my asshole.
They meant like physically bigger. They wish you were taller.
I just got a gym membership.
Okay,
did anyone say
I agree with that. That Joe is, but I believe he's gonna be.
Absolutely.
I believe a lot of you guys that are right now going, what the fuck, and on the verge of selling a T-shirt, you're not gonna have to.
Did anyone say in the chat room I should be smaller?
No one actually knows you're here. The camera's not on you.
Has anyone mentioned my name?
May I interject with our phony?
Yeah.
Someone just tweeted for you. Oni Perez is on. Funny as hell. If he doesn't hold back and tends to hashtag, let it go, Oni. So
all right.
You got one
let
fan.
Let it loose, baby.
And it's not
let
K. Mazi.
All right.
I think... I understand that it's one of the biggest sports, but I think that they should, for assholes like they did with MMA, by having Joe Rogan and Goldie explaining, all right, this guy's lying on top of the other guy. This is stupid. Oh, wait a minute. This guy's going to try. If he gets his leg out, he's going to... Oh, okay, I get it now.
Right, and people with passion.
And if they did that during soccer, I tried to watch a soccer game, and there's nobody going, what this is right now for the... If they did that, then I would understand. It might be easy. It might take me one game to learn how this fucking shit
works.
You
got to learn Spanish.
I believe the biggest problem with soccer is, as an American growing up in this country...
That you can't use your hands.
Every time one of those fuckers flops... When he gets breathed on wrong and he falls over and he grabs his knee, I go, fuck this sport.
Oh, come on.
Every
that's
time.
Right.
And I love soccer. And I love soccer. I love soccer.
It's
but
great. It's romance.
Why can they not fix
then
this
I'm gonna
problem?
Tell you, I'm going to tell you that you don't know this sport. Okay. They run for 45 minutes straight with no timeouts, no stopping.
Absolutely.
You're giving yourself a break and you're giving everybody on your team a chance to get a fucking Gatorade. You just got an advantage over everybody else. You fucking touch me wrong on a soccer pitch, I'm the first one to fucking fall on the floor and act like I'm injured.
I'm saying as a fan.
You're out of breath and I'm fucking exhausted.
As a fan. It's very interesting
and I
conversation
get a slice of pizza.
Because in this country, every little boy and little girl plays soccer. Like, everyone plays soccer growing up, mm-hmm. but then all of a sudden we lose interest as we get older, which is crazy.
We play real sports like football.
Yeah, well, exactly. Football.
Which is not going to happen soon because everyone's getting concussions.
Everyone's fucking getting a concussion. Everyone's brain is fucking bacteriized.
Can I just say something?
Up.
Yeah, you know what? You shouldn't play contact sports. There shouldn't be kids with helmets smashing into each other.
There should not be kids with helmets. Their brains are so fucking eroded by the time they die. It is insane.
That's 1950s bullshit.
Yeah.
We know better now.
Yeah.
You don't let kids, and I don't think kids should play soccer either.
Even in soccer, they don't let kids do headers till 12 years old.
I don't I know a kid broke his shin.
What kind of pussies are we going to be raising?
Huh?
What kind of
But you guys are cool with MMA? All right, cool.
Yeah. I think
jujitsu, not MMA for kids.
I think jujitsu. I think karate. I think certain things teaches a kid confidence. Teaches a kid that he not to be bullies. Teaches a kid to protect and people instead of fucking hurt people. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Have you ever seen soccer players' girlfriends?
Unless you're in that fucking karate school from Karate Kid. That's
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. Those guys are no good. I wouldn't join them.
Does not exist.
Sweep the legs.
But I think you're absolutely right. You will have an opportunity when the contracts are up to bid on a big major sport.
You need a big sport.
Once you get a big sport, because I like what you guys are doing over there. I mean, look, sometimes it's like, I don't want to see... You're being too goofy. You're trying too hard to be a comedian. That's good that they actually got a comic on there because you have timing. You know when to let something out. Some of these guys, like the tennis player... Settle down. Settle the fuck down a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I get it. I understand.
They're trying, and they're gonna get it figured out.
Absolutely, you guys will fucking figure out your groove.
Murdoch is putting enough money into the network that he's gonna get it right, and eventually. But ESPN had a 40-year head start.
NBC Sports is another one.
NBC Sports.
That's who won
job.
All the soccer.
That's funny. That
I love
it's
NBC
40.
Sports.
I did. It just doesn't seem
40 fucking years. ESPN.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
Think about
that's
it.
My life.
ESPN 2, then ESPN U, and now the 30 for 30. I mean,
there's nothing worse than staying in a fucking hotel where you. Got to go through 9 ESPNs to get to HBO.
Yeah,
40 years in Connecticut.
Fucking annoys
Bristol.
Me.
Bristol, Connecticut.
Unbelievable. I agree with you though. I'm glad that you guys.
It's nice that someone. I'm not kidding. Has actually looked at the network and watched it. I appreciate that.
Oh
very much,
fuck
for
yeah!
Sure.
I love it. Love it because it has UFC.
Yeah,
of course,
I watch it all the time for UFC.
But I also like it that they're trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just fucking dudes with ties who are who know a lot of quips. Yeah. The underside of the fuck off.
Yeah, ESPN is a joke. That's unwatchable to me.
It's unwatchable these fuckers.
Until some Sports major sport, you guys get some major sport, and they're like, I want everybody in fucking suits.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I want the assholes we have.
And
on
they got
ESPN.
Broads on that network too. They got cute.
Is
women.
That what you call them?
Yeah. They got broads.
I am from Jersey.
What are you from, the fucking 20s? They got broads on those fucking, you see that?
They got dames, I tell you.
I like you. I like you over there.
What showing their ankles.
That's actually a better Norman impression than the robot thing you were doing.
Yeah, but it's not as funny. Yeah. I'm Mark Norman. Funny. Welcome to Tuesdays with Mom Molly. Molly Ringwald. Molly Ringwald is here today.
This is Dan Newman.
Welcome to the Stan. Your studios are great over there.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, we had a great party there the other night.
Yeah, great party.
Oh. I was there for Mad Dogs, but it was fun too.
Yeah,
I don't feel welcome over there.
What?
Talking about I invited you and you bailed.
I'm kidding. No, I hope you know that we're busting your balls, but I really do support your show. I love your show.
Thanks. It's
I
great.
Really do. I love your show, and you know, I'm glad that I love that you guys went from this doing podcasts, not just mine, but, and then you said, fuck it, let's do our own. And I love that there's a place that is giving you guys opportunities. I'd love to give, I wish we could rent this out or let you guys come up here anytime you want, but I love that a place did do that for you guys. So
forgive my ignorance. Is this a studio?
Riotcast Studios. We run three shows out of here. That's it. We really can't run Hammer Fisting, which is a MMA podcast.
The greatest MMA podcast.
The Glory Hole, which is the original show on the network. Rob, my partner, and then my show runs out of here. I mean, we would love to be able to do a show a night out of here, which you know, maybe we will someday soon. But you know, I'm glad that there's another network out there that's giving you guys opportunities.
And I didn't say fuck this. I'm still here. I still love the show. Well, you were like, yeah, you were here, and then you said fuck it, and then you started your own show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I love the show. You're gonna have to make a choice.
I'm part of the show.
Sophie's talking about
which T-shirt will you sell?
We're actually this is your replacement right here.
He's holy really shit. Good looking.
We gotta talk off air. I love the show and care about it.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Real quick, so people, Joe has to piss. I know it.
They do.
We got, what's your name again?
Michael Costa. Michael, thanks, Costa. Bobby. Nice meeting you.
Costa with a K.
Costa with a K. Thanks,
Joe. He's going to go comb his hair. These two fatties got to eat something. So let's take a break. You guys in the chat room, we'll be back in 5 minutes. We're going to do some ads when we come back. But until then, stay tuned, stay there, and we'll be right back. What's up? You know what, dude? Robert Kelly here, and you guys know that I just recently bought a car. I moved out to the suburbs, and I had to buy two cars, one for my wife and one for me. And the anxiety that I felt over doing that, because I know I'm going to get screwed. I know it's not going to be fun. I was talking to myself in the car on the way there. That's how crazy it was, trying to pump myself up. I'll walk out of here if you don't give me a good deal. Ugh, I said that in the mirror to myself. And you know what? Then I found out there's a better way to buy a car. I heard about TrueCar.com, a new way to buy a car. At TrueCar.com, you actually get to see what others paid for the same car you're looking for in your area, so you know you're getting a great price. I went to TrueCar.com and found out what I would have saved. I didn't want to talk about it. I wish I went here before I bought my cars. So you should do the same thing. At TrueCar.com is amazing. You get a savings certificate. You just need to take your savings certificate to your TrueCar certified dealer. So you don't need to worry about the hassles or the anxieties of the old way to buy a car. TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free, guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. We got Amazon. Use our link. I mean, it's as simple as that. You go to my page on Riotcast. You go to the Amazon, click on it, bookmark that page. And anytime you buy something off of it, I just bought jeans off of Amazon. They came 2 days later. How great is that?
What size jeans, Bobby?
38s. I went down from 42s. Sucker. HuluPlus.com. Do I have to read that? Yeah. Thank you. Oh, here's another read. I know this. I know. I get it. But you know what? Whatever. You guys know what Hulu.com is. Well, check out Hulu Plus. It's much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in your living room, on the go, on your smartphone, or tablet. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandal. With every episode, you can watch every episode of Lost and Law and Order, Doctor Who, and Community. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu's originals like The Wrong Man's and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. You'll also get the access to a collection of ad-free movies and kids content for only $7.99 a month. That's it, $7.99 a month. Catch up on other shows, binge watch on old favorites, great movies, stream as many TV shows as you want. And movies as you want, wherever you want. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. That's a special offer for my listeners only. Make sure you use HuluPlus.com/dude so you get an extended free trial. And then, you know, they know we sent you, okay? So go to HuluPlus.com/dude right now for your extended 2 free week trial. And make sure you go to Tweaked Audio. If you guys need headphones, you want to go to Tweaked Audio right now, buy more than one pair because they're inexpensive but not cheap. You get 33% off if you use the code word what?
Dude!
Oh, my God. Code word dude right now. Free shipping, 33% off, and a lifetime of limited warranty at tweakedaudio.com. My only place that I get headphones, tweakedaudio.com. Code word dude. April 1st. That's April 1st. We're doing the Jersey City Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. YKWD Live. All right? It's going to be great. It's the Laugh Button is producing it for us. We joined forces with the Laugh Button once again. I love those guys. They're producing it. We're doing it. What's the guy's name again?
Craig Mahoney.
Craig Mahoney is the guy who runs this festival. He's getting it off the ground. And we're doing a live, you know what, dude, podcast. Me, Kelly, Scopo, Joe List, Dan Soda, and Louis, real ass dude, Gomez. So it's gonna be awesome. You want to see? If you haven't seen our shows live, we've done 3 of them now, right? Yeah. It's the fucking best. So get your tickets.
And we're doing a Q&A after or something.
We're doing a Q&A. It's gonna be great. And PSU98, you know what, bro? He was downstairs. Huge fan of the podcast. Gave us all props. Loves the show. He was downstairs at the show, and I didn't tell you to come up. If you're still around, hit buzzer 4 and come the fuck up. All right, right now. How's that? There you go. So thank you for listening to the show. I want to thank everybody who's donated to the show. There's a donate button on the. I know I'm just going on and on, but I got to get through this. There's a donate button, and I fucking love you guys for donating. You're the best. So let's go back to the show.
You are listening to the YKWD podcast. YKWD podcast. YKWD.com.
That was the sound of my last joke.
I've heard that sound way too many times.
Shit.
Sound of my opening joke.
And guys, good news. Dan Soder just came in.
Hey, it's Dan Soder. I'm back. I was out making tons of money for things.
Bobby.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Here's my Joe List impression. Dude, you fucking, what the fuck?
Battles and
this
blights.
Is not what Joe sounds like at all, dude.
And you got a squint.
Well, he does the blinks. I got the blinks. You got the squints. I got the blinks.
Gorgeous.
Joe List has the same hair as my baby.
I got great hair.
Baby has great hair.
You have the second best hair on this podcast.
You make me wick hands, so it smushes my hair down.
Your hair is definitely he is.
I thought you meant facial hair.
No, I think Chris has got pretty solid hair.
I meant second hair. Yeah, him. That's me. Yeah.
Oh, really?
You guys haven't even noticed my head.
Your head. That's really good hair.
This is like Spanish anchor hair.
Yeah,
this guy's got the Desi Arnaz.
I think we can say I have the worst hair, but I think I'm eliminated out of it.
I think
Oni's fucking.
It's the worst hair by default.
It's just good hair. It's a bad haircut.
Did you have breast cancer?
Do you know the back of his hair?
Why one of my tits?
You know
flat?
The you know the you know that gray haired short haired bitch in Ellen Walking DeGeneres? Dead.
Oh. Yeah.
Carol.
Carol. You have the same hair as Carol.
My daughter.
The back of your hair it doesn't connect to your head.
No, I. I just saw that.
You know what I mean? You have wig head.
Is that what they call?
Yeah, when you can go underneath and I can't see the connection.
This is called I Did That Myself.
Really?
Did you?
Wow. Yeah.
Times are tough.
I'm waiting for the day that you go, I'm a woman. I think that day's coming.
So is my girlfriend.
How do you cut your hair? back? Like, how do you, like, you do that yourself?
Yeah.
Tell me
absolutely.
How.
Flo-bee.
Is it Flo-bee or is it, or is
no,
it, is it a buzzer or a scissors?
He,
what?
He does it without a mirror, apparently.
Yeah.
Clippers and a mirror and you fucking get in
you
there.
You have a hot Asian girlfriend. She can't help you out.
No.
The hot Asian girlfriend does his manicure and pedis.
She manscapes me.
Maddie Petty. Yeah,
Maddie Petty.
She does my taint.
Does
that's
she really?
Tough cutting your own hair.
Of course. What no, do you I don't. I don't have.
My girl actually.
I don't have a taint.
My girl. What?
He has a vagina.
My girl. My girl waxed. You know, because my girl was a esthetician. She did, you know, waxings and stuff like that. She waxed my asshole.
It hurt.
Did it hurt? Mm. It was terrible. It was the. I was literally the worst pain I've ever felt. And the worst part was not just the pain. Is her face when she was looking in my asshole. It's just, it was just.
Every man should have that done. No, I haven't had that done, but I would do that.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah,
can we do it
for me? Let's do it on the air.
I would fucking wax your asshole in a second.
Can we just wipe this table down here and I'll pop
it? Why wipe
there?
It down? Yeah. Just lie over it.
I feel like every man should have, I mean, if they're doing it, I think if they're doing it, we should at least have it done once. You know what
but
I mean?
But rationale, you have to blow somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
But here's, I had my note
again. Not that my girlfriend ever blows me. Am I right, boys? These women. Oh.
That's what you should do after you
these broads.
I had my asshole waxed, my ass cheeks waxed, and I had my nose, my inside of my nose waxed.
What?
How does that happen?
How does that happen?
They put wax inside your nose, then they put a little popsicle stick or a coffee stirrer in there. They squeeze your nose, let it dry a little bit, and then they just pull like a popsicle. So it's like a hairy.
How much
popsicle.
Does that hurt?
It fucking hurt.
It's crazy.
But
the nose is super
and
sensitive.
Then I had my ears done. Because my wife, I had a couple, like a hair growing out of an ear once, and she plucked it, and then that turned into a two, and then turned. Now I'm a fucking hobbit.
Was this all the same day?
What?
All these waxings?
No.
Oh, jeez.
You're supposed to have nose hairs, though, because that keeps out all the bad stuff.
Who told you that?
Everybody.
The Penn from Penn and Teller?
Everybody.
It's fucking Australian
I think they're
country.
There for a reason. I'm pretty sure.
It's to keep out bacteria and bugs and all
how do you
stuff.
Know about evolution?
We.
You still have the same face as the original guy
I'm
on
the
evolutionary chart.
I'm the future of man. We slowly become women. This is the end.
You slowly become women and don't need the use of knives or forks.
Exactly.
Pretty lady you are.
No more sex. We make babies inside.
Why are you talking like an Indian?
I'm like a fat.
Why are you talking
like filling in for soda.
I'm like a fat frog. Asexual.
So I'm moving into my house on Sunday. I'm officially...
You mean our house.
Huh? I lived in New York City in Hell's Kitchen on 47th and 9th. For 12 years, I lived in Hell's Kitchen.
It's a dope area.
I loved it. And then when we had the baby, I was going to live in New York for another 2 years. He doesn't need to, you know what I mean? You can have a baby and when he's not going to school or anything or whatever like that. So mm-hmm. I got home that night with the kid and I got into a fight with a homeless guy. And almost went to serious blows. Like someone was going to go to the hospital and someone was going to get arrested. Like that type of
that
screaming at each other.
That your baby was born.
Yeah, the night he was born, the day after. He was born at night. The next night when we took him home, the first night he was home at the house. Yeah, I was out with the dogs. I'm exhausted. My whole life flipped the fuck over.
Yeah.
And, oh, geez, hang on. This is Rich Voss.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Tell me you got me on the...
Rich, you're on the You Know What Dude podcast. We're live right now. What's up?
Oh, you're doing your podcast.
That's what thanks for repeating what I just said. Yes.
You're right. And I repeat it because I really didn't know what to say. And when someone doesn't know what to say, they repeat the question.
Apparently they fucking do it twice. What are you talking about?
Who's doing your podcast right now?
We have Oni Perez. Do you know him?
Yes, I know Oni.
I can't wait to hear Bobby try to say my name.
I've worked with him many times.
We have, what's your name again?
Alexis Guerrero.
Alexis, this girl, Alexis Guerrero. We have Mike Rampapart. What's your name?
Mike Rampapart.
Mike Costas.
Mike Costas from Fox Sports One.
It doesn't fucking matter at this point. I mean, no one's Googling me.
I'm Googling you. We have Mike Costa. We have Joe List. We have Kelly Festuca and Chris Scopo.
This is a who's who of nobody. Holy Jesus. I guess a lot of people are out of town this weekend, huh?
How do you feel about MCs selling T-shirts at a show?
You know what? Here's the thing. And we disagree on this. I don't care who sells because I feel MCs...
I figured that would happen.
Perfect. That's a bummer. He's going to go on for about 11 minutes. That's going to be a long time.
When Rich Voss goes, "Here's Bobby. The thing," you hang up because it's going to be a long fucking stupid thing.
He's calling back, by the way.
Is he
calling? Oh, he already.
Hey, we got disconnected. I don't know what happened.
You didn't let me finish my thing on features.
Should I answer it or not?
Yeah, I wanted to hear him fucking defend. All
right. Defend us.
Can defend.
Yeah. Hello.
Thank you, Jackass. Just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean you hang up on me. Okay. You're a creep and you're a mean person. Really? MCs and middles can't sell anything? Of course they're going to sell T-shirts because they don't have enough time to have a CD. And if they did have a CD, it would be horrible. So all they do is write some dumb joke, throw it on their T-shirt, and try to make a couple of some bucks, because the clubs aren't giving them shit, okay? So, listen, everybody, we're all in survival mode right now, okay?
No, we're not. Actually,
Rich Voss. Thank you.
I'm doing good. Mark Russo's doing good. What's your name?
It's Michael Rappaport.
Rappaport. Yeah. Mackerel is doing good. Oni.
Struggling.
Joe List is doing good. Chris.
Oh, wait. Joe List, Ani, they're doing good relative towards what other middles are doing, okay? They're not doing good. You're doing good. You own a house. You have a family. Okay, you're doing well. You have a car. You might have a car. I don't know if you have a car.
I do have two.
I would hope so. Okay, so you have cars. All right. So, you're doing well, and it took you a long time to get to where you're at, all right? But there's people looking at you going, ugh, what a horrible fucking career he has. So, you know what? Don't act like you're on top of the world, you fucking asshole. You let those people sell. You know why?
Okay. All right, Voss. If I agree with you, I'm going to let them sell. They can do whatever they want. I'm just going to go in and do my shows. I agree with you.
No.
Can I hang up on you?
No. Let me finish. Listen.
Literally, everybody's on their phone right now.
I'm texting Rich.
because if the audience...
Do you think Rich could talk on the phone and read a text at the same time? You're out of your mind.
The audience is going to buy whose stuff they want. If those guys make an extra $100 a weekend, it means $100 to them means so much. To me, it's nothing. I'll drop $100 on a pair of sneakers I won't even wear. Okay, look at my last tweet. I'm tweeting out $500 pair of sneaker pictures. I don't even wear them. I just take them out of my closet.
I don't even know.
I've been shoe shopping with him. He's a big buy.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
$100 to them, you know, whatever.
That's because I'm texting him.
I'm getting a lot of texters right now.
A text? Really, what are they called? Texas? It's not a state, you idiot. What?
What's that?
Did you call it Texas?
I gotta call you. I gotta talk to you tomorrow about radio.
Okay, buddy.
Well, they asked me to do Ron and Fez at fucking 3:10 on Thursday.
You should do that.
Yeah, but I might have to go to Connecticut.
Doesn't matter. You should do Ron and Fez and then go to Connecticut.
What if I do O&A and then I'm out of O&A at 10:30? What do I do between 10:30 and 3:10?
I don't know, dude. We'll talk about it off the air. This is the most boring thing I've... Literally, you're a fucking showstopper.
Shut up, stupid. You're the one who answered my call, okay?
So we should acknowledge that Bobby thinks showstopper is an insult.
Oh, done.
Here the snake is.
It is a fucking insult. When you stop a show in its tracks...
By the way, I love... Rich is like, I gotta go. I'm getting a bunch of texts. All for me.
He just got excited. Maybe the business was beckoning.
It's happening.
Maybe they saw my movie. They loved it. Women are funny. Oh. Bonnie left me because the movie killed. I can't wait for that. I hope the movie is just amazing and they win an Oscar. And then we just... just see her
the old guy code.
Yeah, she.
I've seen it.
The guy code jinx.
I've seen it. It's great.
It is great.
It's really good.
What are you else you gonna say? You're a woman.
Yeah, I know. Speaking my language.
What were we talking about before he actually?
You got a
tits.
Place. You got no. A, no. You got
you
a
house. House.
You got almost got a fight.
House. You're moving this weekend.
Do you? Are you married?
I'm not married.
Do you
no.
have a girlfriend?
I live with my girlfriend here in the city. Yeah.
You do. You live in Manhattan.
Yes.
Where do you live?
I live.
What's the exact street address? We want to come over.
Just nice security number.
I'm at 22nd and 8th.
22nd and 8th.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice. That's Chelsea. We'll
that's Chelsea.
Ooh. So you're making some money over at Fox.
Well, we shoot at Chelsea Piers, and I moved here in like 2 weeks and had no fucking clue where to live, and so I went close to the piers. I probably would pick somewhere else at this point, but
right.
Why are you homophobic?
No, I love gay people. Yeah, I love gay people.
What's he gonna say?
He's on a fucking.
He's on a network. What's he gonna
say? Well, you know what's funny is it's all gay. I mean, it's gay everywhere, and New York City's gay.
This fucking podcast is gay.
I was in West Hollywood.
We have a dick bottle opener right over there.
It's all.
Chris is actually. Yeah, we've actually we hung out on 22nd and 8th. We kissed before. We kissed.
You kissed Chris.
We kissed Chris. No,
bullshit. That's fucking. That's so bullshit.
Tongue.
No tongue. No, no. Yeah. What I was going to say was carpooled, but you guys all jumped in with kissed. So we actually just carpooled
I don't know if you know the show, but there's a lot of kissing and feet rubbing and dildo sucking.
I moved, and now it's like we're moving in Sunday into this house. And
Where is it? Where's the house?
It's up in Westchester.
Amazing.
It's,
like
it's 30 minutes away. It's very quick and easy to get to the city, but it's very, it's just weird. It's a fucking, there's nothing wrong. I love
it. Are you going to lose your edge as a comedian? Because now you're in a fucking house in Westchester, Bobby. Yeah. No, I'm serious. Where's the struggle, Bobby? Huh? I mean, where's the fucking struggle? Living in a house in Westchester?
The mortgage.
I am so happy for you, but I don't think that living in a house in Westchester is going to make you a weaker comic. If anything, it shows that the hard work.
See, I disagree.
You disagree?
Really?
You're going to be weak. A weak human.
What? Just in general?
You're going to be thin and it's weak.
I mean, you're going against what you're saying. This is not. This is awesome. This is an achievement.
What did I say?
You're saying that the struggle and the...
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. You think the environment, me changing, is going to remove my struggle? Me living in... You don't think I'm fucking screaming cunt out the window? You don't think I went from nose
That's
to...
That's my point.
I went from nose to nose, fuck yous, to pantomiming through a fucking windshield. You motherfucking cunt. I'm the same asshole up
exactly.
there.
You're the same motivated and inspired as you are up there in a house with a fucking yard and a baby than you were on Hell's Kitchen grinding out life. And
it's my biggest nightmare.
That's my point.
But what's that point from?
Well, you were saying that it's got to be a struggle to make you the best and be the greatest every day.
But it still is a struggle.
Right.
I think it is. I think it still is a struggle.
It's not a financial... I can't speak. I'm happy financially, but it's not for a place to sleep in. I mean, you got a home. That's awesome.
Yeah, but no. You still have
Of course.
Listen, if you have $1 million home, you're still having $1 million problems. It's all relative to what you look at.
It's all the niggas in the struggle. It's all good, baby, baby.
Yep. Whoa.
But it doesn't matter. I live in the city, or I live up there, or I have $1 million home, or a fucking I'm renting a shithole $500 apartment. It's still,
but it's also a national touring headliner already. I think is what the point you were making earlier is you've already achieved headliner status.
I have, but I still have to fucking struggle.
Oh no,
because
somebody
just came in and sold out 4 shows. And I'm not selling out 4 shows. Yep. So I have to work harder.
I'll have you on my podcast.
I'll do it. That'll change it all.
It really would.
Beep I'll start a podcast. A little bit.
I think the struggle, I really do. I think you're in a struggle. Look at what you're in. You're in a fucking...
Urine.
You're in a fucking...
No, I pissed myself. I'm actually sitting in urine right now. I agree. We all are.
Can you tie that knot tighter?
Your legs couldn't be wider.
I know. You're lanky.
Dude,
what the fuck?
I fucking...
Why are you sitting like that?
Chairs are important to me. I'm a tall dude.
You look like you're crowning.
It's a tough chair.
I can see the
tough chair right now.
Crowning.
How'd you feel about moving to... because that's my biggest fear. Like, my wife is talking about having kids, and I'm like, oh,
dude,
about?
Having a kid or getting my wife pregnant was the best thing I ever did for me because it made me. I had to deal with my reality. You understand? Now I have comedy. Things are more serious now. I have a responsibility to a child.
Sure, mm-hmm.
I have to take this. I can't fuck off anymore.
You've had him as a man. You know, when you have them as a fucking 18-year-old kid like I did, then you know, you get past that.
Right.
You know?
You get past the real
You're happy to be a fuck off.
Yeah. No, you're just happy to not, like, fuck up.
I love like Mike's mischievous anything, smile, you know? That he, when he smashes somebody, he goes, hee hee hee.
There's a sparkle in it.
You had a kid when you were 18.
I had a kid at 18 and a kid at 20.
Wow.
Same mom. I mean, married.
Latino, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's same mom. That's rare for a
little.
And married.
Kelly, that's a little racist. Just two kids?
Good Catholics, yeah.
Should have nine.
Dude, I avoided putting it in anybody at any cost as a teenager. I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, you avoided it?
They avoided me.
That was a good one. And nothing got from that.
That was very good.
I was a good looking dude when I was thinner.
You're a good looking dude now.
How old are you now?
Especially next to owning.
Turning 33 this year. I've been married. I'll be married for 8 years this year.
Look, man, having a kid to me was amazing for my comedy. You know what I mean? I actually, it just was great for me. And moving out of the city is great for me too. I'm still fucked up. I still have the same anxieties. I'm still flipping out every fucking day about everything. But I you know, it didn't matter where the fuck I am. That was my whole point. It doesn't matter where I go. It's what I put down on paper or what I say on stage or how many things I'm trying to create. You know what I mean? You know, look at this fucking this podcast. This was nothing. This was me with Rich Voss at a cafe in Montreal with an iPhone. Now it's a fucking show. I mean, you know what I mean? It's something that I do every week that I have a responsibility to. And, you know, we have fans and it's helping my shows. It's, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's very important to me. Things became more important to me and serious to me, but in a good way, not a fucked up way. I'm not saying you should have a kid. But having a kid, it doesn't matter if you have a kid, if you move, if you fucking live in a shithole, if you live with your parents, it doesn't fucking matter. Funny's funny, and you can be as funny as you want to be, I think. You know, and I'm not there, dude. I get jealous. I watch Joe's fucking Access TV. I was like, oh my God, that's so great. I love it.
It was all new.
It inspires me.
I didn't like it.
Barely worked it out ever.
Just because I didn't like it.
All off the top.
I loved it. It was great. Is it that even everybody's like, oh, I get inspired by, you know, Louis or I don't. I that shit inspires me. It's like, holy shit, Joe's really funny. This cocksucker's on my heels. He's on my heels.
This cocksucker's not a criminal.
So,
I'd like to just throw in Goodfellas reference for the four people that tweet at me on Tuesday. It feels good.
Well, you have 100 million people listening, so I don't know what
I'm talking about. Your podcast, you dumb dumb. You don't have 100 million. You got like 20,000 or some shit.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Anyway.
Guys, if you ever hear a quick little silence on the show, it's because Bobby's looking at his phone.
I'm on my phone. Will you stop fucking saying
Bobby,
that, you fucking piece of shit?
Do you think...
I'm looking at the chat room.
Yeah,
I'm
and
doing...
Joe, I go away from the camera so no one sees, and then you got to fucking blow
it
up.
It
all gets quiet and weird.
Well, hey, how about this? How about say something meaningful?
I did say something
take
meaningful.
Take something over the fucking show. You always got to pull the curtain back, you cunt.
Anytime I try to take over, you're like, it's your fucking show. You just host from now on, which I did once, and it was quite a hit. I have to say. So, Michael, how'd you get so handsome?
Bobby, do you think it helps having a kid because most of the audience is, you know, most Americans, most people that are at a comedy club probably have a child? I mean, you can relate more to your audience.
I feel like Costa's auditioning for a Tonight Show right now. He's making
like
a reel.
Is it too straight of a question?
I don't think so. I think for me, for the person I am, for my fucked upness... You understand?
Sure.
My shit is always... I've been off, you know, with my addictions. I've been doing this to get my addictions. I've been doing this for accolades. I've been doing this for fame. I've been doing this to get pussy. I've been doing this to feel good. You know what I mean? I think that's the wrong reasons to do it. That can get you so far. That can get you a career. That can go for a long time. But there will be a point, I think, where that will end and you'll be something that I didn't want to be. I'm trying to, now it actually became like, oh shit, I want to become good. Good enough to be able to, this is a job, and be able to sit down at a desk and make money for my family creatively with things that I come up with, which I see other people do. And I've always had the ability just to go up and kind of crush or be funny at least, which I think is went against me, could go against you. I mean, we can look at guys from Boston that well, are kill- like that are killers. That
headliners don't want to take you or don't want you to open or.
What do you mean?
Is that what you're
just,
saying? It
just because you,
you
no. rely
no,
on
no because you- I because you look at guys that are less funny maybe 5 years ago are more funny now or know how to create more. You know right. what I mean? I have to really work hard. I have a learning disability. I don't know how to spell. I don't know grammar. I didn't go to school. So I have all this
well,
shit
that's
going
on. All obvious, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Sorry. It's hard when a cute dude says it. It's
I
so
like
hard.
It.
Bobby, he giggled a little bit and got blushed.
Because he does that stupid little fucking smirk when he says mean
shit. And he's
shit.
Also wearing these socks. Can we all show off right. his socks?
Yeah, sure. I mean, green, he's just polka dot socks.
It's hard to take
by
shit
the way, you're
from
wearing Reebok
socks.
Pumps right now, which hell is fucking sick. I love what you're yeah. wearing right now. This is like turned into like a women's like
right,
shoe. Shoe.
But
I know exactly.
I think that you know it. For me, it put thing in perspective. For me, some guys it doesn't. I don't know, but yeah. you know whatever your thing is. But for me, it did. I like it.
That's
you
how
know?
You started just going up and crushing like just off the top.
I was funny. Yeah, I mean we're all kind of funny. We all kind of came up in that Boston era where everybody was who was getting stage time. You didn't get stage time if you weren't funny in Boston. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like your confidence was. Kind of built in. I'm hanging out with, you know, the guys I was hanging out with. You went up and just were funny. You know?
Did any of them make it?
You know what I mean? Yeah, who out of your crop, Bobby, did yeah. really well?
But I, you know, but for me, you know, like, you know, you look at certain guys that, look, Patrice was just a gifted guy. He never had a notepad. I never saw him with a fucking.
He must have written. He didn't write? He didn't sit and write?
He didn't do mics?
He
notebooks.
I never saw him with a pen.
That's amazing.
He'd never go, hey man, can I use never. He went on we quit until he had something to say and then he'd come and say it and he'd remember it. And that's just was his jokes now. I never saw him with a pen and paper. I never he used to if I had a piece of paper downstairs or at a club, he'd rip it up and throw it away. You know what I mean? It's funny. But then you look at Billy. I remember Billy, when we lived together, he'd be on his computer writing jokes for fucking hours. I didn't get that. Right. I never got that. Meaning like that. Writing down thoughts and blah, yeah. blah, blah. I mean, but, you know, it's...
It is a process. I know guys that do that. And they've.
I never saw
been
Dane
told.
With a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Dane just goes up and does shit, and then he once it works, he has it, and it's in there.
I would forget it. I don't know. Maybe if it really is that good, you don't forget it, but... Right. I have to write shit down. I'll move closer to the microphone. Sorry, everybody. I kind of fell asleep.
I stopped using that notebook because I would bring it on and then I would forget the bit because I had the safety net of I have it written down here.
Right.
And I just stopped writing everything and then just memorized
it's
it all.
It's been such a weird path for me to learn to write jokes because I grew up in Newark and I was this. I was like the fat kid. So if I wasn't the funny kid, I was just the slow fat kid who got his ass kicked by all the black kids. So for me, I was like, I had to be the funny guy. So I just, when I first got on stage, it was just me being funny. And everyone was like, why don't you write some of this shit down and like structure it? And that was the hardest thing for me to learn. It was like, I guess I had a learning disability in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know who's the best is Quinn. He's just I had this joke that I've been doing now about... that I just said to him on the fucking phone. And he goes, if you don't do that on stage, I'll never talk to you again. And he's done that so many times where you're like, you're right. And then you go and do it and you're like, oh my God, that's a great joke. And
yes,
it just kills.
But it happens a lot the other way. I've had him a million times be like, bro, that's the funniest thing. I can't do impressions. He's like, that's the funniest thing. You got to do that on stage. And then I do, it's just zero. And they hate me. And he always wants. He wants everyone to do a one man show thing. He's like, that's so personal. It's good. I'm like, there's no punchline. He's like, it doesn't matter.
But
do
it.
But and I'm up there just saying things.
But
I'm
it,
just
right.
like, yeah, guys, I have herpes, and it makes me sad.
But here's the thing: is I'm learning.
That's what, good though.
That's the name of your one man show.
Yeah. That's a good T-shirt.
I have
dude.
Herpes, and it makes me.
I'm
sad.
Learning. I'm learning. Like I noticed something about my sets on the weekends. Like I'll go and I'll come on. I'll do an hour. And I will kill. People will come up to me like, dude, you were funny the whole time. Like, apparently people aren't funny the whole... no, but I right. step on the gas. And I realize that I don't need to step on the gas the whole... I can actually step out and maybe do a joke or slow down a little bit and do a joke that my bomb... I'm so scared because I'm not... famous or I'm not selling out 19 shows, I get so scared that I think I need to just fucking annihilate.
It's a lost art. I was talking with Nick about this, DePaulo, and he just did a new special that he's shopping around yet. It's not out yet, but I got a nice sneak preview. And it's amazing. He's at Acme, and he's destroying for an hour, which I feel like is a bit of a lost art. I mean, he's just fucking murdering.
Well, guys are
and
doing...
The place is going ape shit for like 60 minutes.
How does a one-liner do an hour? I've always thought about that. Well, I've never seen anyone do an hour that's a one-liner. How do they do that?
I like Todd Barry.
Yeah, but Todd Barry is like slow and pacey. You know what right. I mean? How does someone who just
I saw Stephen Wright. Saw him
Wright
do.
Pulls it off.
Hedberg,
yeah.
too. It's He's all personality with a lot of these guys. To be their personality, they can kind of draw you. And they'll take breaks and talk a little bit.
Wasn't Hedberg? Hedberg ever really did an hour.
No, his CD was 28 minutes.
Yeah, he did short time, it seemed like.
Yeah, and
but
I know
Stephen
guys,
Wright did it.
So I'll show up too, and they'll be like, you're doing an hour? Yeah, because most guys do 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Most headliners on the road will do 45 minutes, and I'm the fuck out. And I never even like acknowledge that. Like, I was like, I got to do an hour. That's a fucking headliner. An hour and fucking kill it.
Right.
But I think there's, like I did the other night. I'll bring my phone out and I have bits on my notes. And
it's
I did, but I knew like stuff's going to bomb. And it's, there's something about that bomb that I think is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cause that joke could also develop into something better.
No, this joke isn't. I've done this joke four times, and my wife was like, it stinks. Mm. And my wife, she's a good barometer. She'll be like, she's
good. She is. She'll tell me, too. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
That one's not okay? That one's not okay?
Why don't you go back to crossing your legs?
What happened to corporate seat over here?
What if I literally just snapped and
fucking killed me?
Does Fox Sports want you with a what a smiley face down your neck?
Is that a bomb?
That's a bandana word.
Yeah. I don't think it was a bomb. I think it was wordy.
I think you just lost steam.
I don't know what it was. It wasn't funny. We can all agree on that. So you know what? Untie that and give it to Fatty. Don't eat it.
Oh, okay.
Bobby, I feel like
your
disgust at that, it was so fucking hurtful that you felt bad. You were just staring at him like, what?
I don't have
and
to say
And then you it. Felt bad that you were like, it wasn't really a bomb. It was fine. Yeah. But
maybe I don't know what a smiley face is.
I don't know what the fuck you're still
talking
about.
It's very Newark.
It's when Newark they cut you from ear to ear.
Yeah. I mean, is anybody in this room a headliner?
I've
Bobby.
Headlined.
Yes.
Are you a headliner?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
All right. Well, you don't have to say it with a
comfy
attitude.
No, it's okay. It just
I've just never
okay.
seen you coming up at a club. I've never seen you at a club.
No, of course. We have never met. Right. I mean, that's evident with you calling me Maddie and Michael Rappaport. No.
Your name is Michael...
Rappaport. Costa.
There we go.
With a K.
Yes, with okay. a K. Oh, there we go. Wait, who got the assist there? Who whispered that?
Your name is Michael Costa from Fox Sports 1.
That's correct.
Okay,
sure.
News.
Sure. Not news.
No, Sports 1.
Yeah.
I know who you are. Okay, Miguel?
Anytime you don't, just look at me and go line.
Bobby, I'll be headlining Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
That's
and
awesome.
Then, that place
are you,
game after that.
You, but you, but are you a headliner before you booked this gig?
Yeah. So I was I'm a stand-up comic, and I got this gig. But
you're very good looking.
Thank you very much. But I've toured. Yeah,
I'm not
headline kidding. Across the country, and okay. you know, yeah, are you playing? When are you playing Go Bananas?
April 24th to the 27th. I'll be recording my new album, my second album. I was headlining on that first album as well.
Right.
13 years ago.
Thanks for asking.
13 years ago. It's a funny question. It's a funny question. Are you a headliner?
That fucking zero.
Because everyone can headline. I mean, what does that mean? And also, a year from now, someone that's opening for me, I could be opening for. Like, it doesn't, you know, it can change very quickly in this. But what does that mean? Are you a headliner?
I don't know if that should happen.
It maybe shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't.
But
you got to sell those t-shirts, man. Get out there. Come on.
I don't know.
But
I don't,
what does that mean to you? Are you a headliner?
I don't know if that what is? I don't think that does happen, though. If you're a headliner, you're not where. I don't think that's ever happened. That's not true.
Dan Soder middled for me last year.
Once you're a headliner, but once you're you're a feature act becoming a headliner. Okay, when you're headlining the clubs and everybody knows you, you'll be that guy. I don't think you go back to being a feature. Maybe on a grander scale for like maybe somebody like a Louis or if Nick is doing a big theater and he wants you to feature for him. But if you're doing a headline, if you're going around the country as a headliner at the Improvs or the Funny Bones or the Side Splitters or the all the other clubs in the country, you know, the great clubs that I fucking love.
Zanies.
But see, you know what I mean? I think that you don't go back to featuring for
You're not
somebody.
Going back to featuring.
No, I
but
don't
I mean,
think here, so. You can't.
You cannot. You can't afford to.
I don't think you could. I think you'd rather take a shittier headline spot at the other club than to feature for a guy right. that was your feature. I think that'd be the wrong move. So I disagree with you.
Yeah, the only time I saw it was when Bill Burr...
But I still think you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Bill oh God, I can't even talk. Did Carnegie Hall, and he had like Verzi and DeRosa, who had already been headlining. Because it was like Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, but that's
you know
different.
What I mean?
That's
a big
different.
Deal.
That's exactly the scenario I'm talking about. That's different.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, that Burr's ever going to fucking... Just because, you know, DeRosa becomes a headliner, Burr's never going to middle for him.
No, I know, but you know...
You know what I mean? Maybe Keith Robinson would. God damn it, I got a middle for DeRosa.
You batter me.
Yeah, you check out DeRosa. I don't know. I didn't know you were. I didn't mean to be insulted.
No, no, you weren't. I wasn't insulted. But what
you
is
sounded
that,
insulted?
What does that mean to say someone is a headliner? It's always like I always find it interesting. Like, what do you write on your taxes? Do you write comedian? Like, do you do taxes?
I have
like,
I have
right? No, I'm not asking you per se. I assume you would write, but I'm saying I always find it interesting. In L.A., which I've had more experience with than New York, everyone fucking I know. People
are saying,
everyone fucking says they're
why
a comedian.
Does why? You can't. Listen,
it's hilarious to me.
You cannot
initial,
you can't hate L.A. if you're going to be in the fucking business.
That's hilarious.
You can't. Nice. You can't hate L.A.
Well, there's too much hate. There's way too much hate on LA, which makes me laugh because I find that, you know, it can really benefit. It could really benefit a lot of people. But the thing I was going to say is the thing I was going to say was,
yes,
everyone fucking tells you they're a comedian, right? Mm-hmm. And then I go, oh, you're a comic? Like, when's your next show? And they're like, I'm at the Comedy Store in 6 weeks, you know? And it's like, that you're not a comedian. You don't, you know, but that that infuriates me because there's too many people working too hard, pushing too hard, grind to like, every night going up. That's
people do that here too. No, literally here in this room.
In this room.
I believe my Facebook status says work at comedian.
Work at comedian.
Works at comedian.
Works at comedian.
I think it should be work harder at comedian.
I work very hard, Bobby. I will say that.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
Every night,
all
man.
Right. Well, whatever.
Let's get real.
You want to feel? You want to take my joke and make it into a fucking real thing?
No, you know what? Because I felt like there was hate in there.
No, there wasn't.
I felt like you were LA-ing me.
I'm not.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. LA. Ugh.
Fucking
sunshine,
LA.
Tacos. Ugh.
Now that you're doing your show, though, you're not right? fucking. You're not doing stand up.
I'm on the road. The first 7 months, I wasn't on the road because I couldn't be. But now I get certain Fridays off, and I go on the road and I do stuff.
Do you
like
do that. Theaters now? Or you
I don't do theaters. I do not do theaters.
What are you doing? Clubs?
I'm doing clubs. Like next week, 2 weeks, I'm doing the Des Moines Funny Bone. Last week, I did the Arlington Draft House in D.C. I'm doing
what a great
awesome
club.
Place. Awesome
Isn't that
place.
A great
it's actually in Arlington?
Yeah, it's so man. Fun.
It's I love that. It's such a weird with the it looks like somebody just fucking you're doing a show at Staples.
It's very weird. The first time I did it, Jackass 3 was out and they were playing it after me. So the marquee said Michael Costa Jackass.
Yeah.
That's what the fucking marquee said.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Somebody spelled your name right.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
That's an Instagram moment right there.
You should tell that joke to kids. You get a bigger response. yeah, that's cool. So all right. Well, I mean, but nobody else. I think a headliner to me is somebody that does an hour of funny shit and that's how you pay your bills.
Yeah.
I think.
What do you do in a club to ask you to do 45 minutes, or don't they? Because sometimes
they don't. Because I'll say, have him do four, and have him do that. That does blow me away when a club will go, "Hey, we got to cut your time," and it's like, "Okay, are they still doing 25 and 10?" Yeah, no. He'll do 8,
sure.
And he'll do fucking 19, you know, 17.
Right.
And I'm going to do a fucking hour because you paid me. That's why I don't get the check spot. The check spot blows me away.
Yeah.
It's like you paid me a lot of money to come out here. You flew me here. You're putting me up in a nice hotel, okay? And you're going to literally drop all the checks in the whole place at the same time, right in the fucking pinnacle of my set. I've been building and building and building, and I'm getting up to the... I'm going to go fucking in 10 minutes. I'm going to go, good night. And you drop the checks, and everybody just goes fucking... starts doing math. It's like, I don't get it.
What do they drop it at? Right at your 45?
They drop it usually at 45 minutes or a 50 minutes if I have 10 minutes left.
Oh,
that's where they'll drop it, and it's like... I don't think you don't need to drop the fucking check. You just let people pay at the end and then give them a stamp receipt, and if they don't have one, they don't leave.
It's the worst. It's the check spot is the fucking worst. But I usually get it like 25. I mean, I get
so
it
early. I thought
they'd drop a little early. 30 minutes of material.
That's it. I don't even have 30. I have 10. But I'd be up.
But you got to sell t-shirts.
You got to sell t-shirts.
Do that
right.
joke at
Not
the end.
Do eight minutes of merch pressing the merch.
That's what kills me too is when they do the last joke and it's the t-shirt,
it's
t-shirt. And they roll it out at the end. And I'm selling the t-shirt right here.
Man,
flags aren't funny.
I know some great dudes that do that.
I fucking hate it.
Really?
I do. You stink.
There's one big time headliner that still does that.
Hey.
Who?
Jake Johansson. He still does that. And he has a great bit about the joke and the t-shirt. I know, but he's fine. It's Jake.
Yeah, whatever. Listen, here's
the
ever. Here's
the
deal.
So nice.
I saw a guy at Dangerfield's run off stage. He's the headliner. Run off stage and immediately start yelling $10 DVDs. And that action broke my heart.
Is he a headliner?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you're the headliner, I'm fine with it. I'm talking about the middle guy. Here's what bugs me about it. Ready? I want to get back to this for a second. I told this guy this too. I said, dude, you're selling these t-shirts. I let guys sell t-shirts now. If I'm not selling anything, sell whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. It's your fucking, just don't stand in front of me.
Right. That's the thing I was going to ask you. Put them away.
Thank people for, hey, thanks for coming to my show. Nobody knew you were here. You could not show up and I'll do your time. And everybody would still be fine. Stand next to me at least. Don't stand in front of me and fucking make like it was your, you fucks.
Their hands out first.
But anyways, I was like, you got people. I did this amazing club, comedy on State.
Yeah, in Madison.
Oh, Wisconsin, yeah.
Place
oh
is crazy, man.
Oh, my fucking God.
If you can't have a good set there, you should. It's an amazing place.
What a great place. What a great
people. Family that run that thing. The sisters and the dad, Gus.
I almost felt like I was being set up like some prank show.
It's one of my favorite clubs to email and not get emails back from.
The two girls that run it are gorgeous. The mom is gorgeous. The father's cool as
shit. First name, Costa. They call him Gus, first name Costa.
Yeah.
Look at that. Booyah.
What is
that? That's
that
my
mean?
Last name.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There
we
go.
No, but I think, unbelievable place. But the guy who was middling, he'd go up, he'd get everybody into this joke, he's killing, and all of a sudden he'd have to stop to do a sales pitch.
Yeah.
I go, how about this? Do the joke, and at the end, say goodnight. Thank you so much. And guys, by the way, I'm selling my t-shirt. If you guys want to come grab one, $10 out front. I'll be saying hi with Robert after the show. You stopped your fucking act. You did a commercial. Imagine if they did that in a movie.
Or a podcast?
I was on that. Fuck.
But you didn't. Okay? So don't take credit where it wasn't.
I respect.
We would never know if you were really going to do it. You could just be saying that. And Joe did, and you stepped on his fucking good one.
My apologies to everyone.
But he didn't raise his hand.
So. But
I raise him for points.
I was going to say that, too.
But he... but he really would stop his act just to get into this fucking sales pitch. It's like, I don't get what you're doing. I'm sitting there watching you, enjoying your set, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is he doing? Wait a minute, what? Before I go, fuck you. Just keep going and then say goodnight. Why are you stomping and give me this shit and holding up the dumb shirt? And the shirt wasn't even a joke. It was a
saying.
It was just a shirt. Yeah, it was just selling. He was selling
the Hanes medium blue.
Some white
I got pants.
I'm never gonna win this fucking argument with a bunch of fucking.
I'm not even arguing with you, bud.
You know what? You've been arguing with me since you sat down.
Yeah.
You've been trying to be the alpha male. You've been trying to be the top of this relationship since you walked in, you tall fucking glass of water.
The only thing that I will argue with you, and this is and maybe a comic of your generation who's further along and more experienced than I am without question,
is I find
older comics.
Whoa!
Older than me.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, my God.
I find they don't always recognize that different paths for different comics exist.
Right.
Generational?
I think there was one path possibly, I don't know, but I this is just an observation. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
But it's so much fucking different now. Yeah. It's so much fucking different.
Maybe you're right.
I don't know. It's just a thought. That's just a thought.
Michael Costas?
Yeah, Costa singular. This has been hilarious. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Next time you tell me to come, maybe you can just make sure that's like maybe like someone knows my name. No, I don't just give a fuck. Ooh. I don't give a
Michael.
Fuck. Yes.
Michael. I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. Maybe, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe I'm wrong.
And maybe it's Maybelline.
All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here. You guys, I really appreciate you guys coming on. I love it. You guys are great. You guys are all, this is an interesting, fun podcast. I hope you fucking wackos watching live enjoyed it. Read the chat room before we go. Any good stuff?
Joe is a middle in America, but if he moved to Canada, main event headliner.
Dude, you should totally not move to Canada. Just go fucking, yeah, anyways.
Can you read it not like a fucking prisoner trying to learn how to read? You fucking
Spots first walk.
Dopey fucking good-haired fucking queer.
He'd not do good in
good-looking, too, as well.
Come on, just read.
A lot of comedians have a gap where they aren't as funny as other parts of their act. I don't know what that meant. That's really bad.
Like a hole in the show.
Get off your phone. Sorry.
Some guy great. Big
Joe, get off your phone.
Bizarro.
Schedule.
Bizarro Jerry says,
I don't fucking like when you're on
great
your phone.
Show.
Have some respect for the fucking phone.
Up.
Doesn't matter. I wouldn't get on a phone on your dumb show.
You wouldn't do my dumb show. You canceled the day before. Oh.
That's because I had to.
I know.
Well, isn't that always the case?
Go ahead. Anything else?
No,
I was very excited. I was very excited about doing Joe's show.
PSU 98, the guy who told me to come up, said he just donated to the show. He never donates to anything.
That's awesome.
I hate people that do something nice and then they get to let us know that I never do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Nice. Let's just do it.
Hey, by the way, Haiti didn't get any of this fucking money.
Right.
Huh?
Haiti didn't get any of this money.
That was a pearl.
That's good. That
was
a really
pearl.
Good.
I know.
Don't
that
let
really
Bobby
good.
Not hearing it fucking take you down.
Wait,
that was
no,
a
no,
fucking
no.
great line.
Joe, let me get this off my fucking thing.
Why didn't you laugh?
Because I don't laugh because I'm fucking hardened and bitter. I thought that was great.
But do you have to be hardened and bitter to make it?
I'm not making it.
Yes, because you're going to be miserable. Good for you, Joe.
I wish I had your career.
Great joke.
I'm not making it.
It's a great joke.
Nah, maybe it was Ernie's fault. I don't think he enunciated properly. Just kind of mumbled.
That guy that tweeted me, he told me to go off, but I didn't. I'm sorry, dude.
You did fine, dude. I thought you were fantastic.
The only thing that's bothering me is my haircut. I'm still fucking
going crazy.
It's bothering us. We're looking at it.
I can't see it.
Fucking dyke.
God. Why do you call me by what my mom calls me?
Bye. You know what?
I hate your choices in hair.
You've hated all my choices in hair.
I
show up here with the long hair. He hated it. I had the ponytail.
You did look better with the long hair, though.
I think you should shave your head completely.
I think I was more castable. Why? You want me to be like your fucking your little brother with cancer? Guys, it's been a great podcast.
Oni, what do you got?
I got a website. Check me out, Oni Perez Comedy, and at Oni Perez on Twitter.
Okay, great.
Thanks, man.
You can follow me on Twitter at NotAlexis, NotAlexis.
What is that?
Because Alexis Guerreros is too long.
Right?
Oh,
so
is
I
it?
With at NotAlexis. And you can check out my podcast, Show Me Your Bits.
I want to check it out. I'll come on. I'd love to come on.
I would love
after
to
I do Joe's.
Nice.
Are you coming down for the show next week?
I'm not sure. Am I scheduled for that?
Tuesday.
I most likely am. I enjoyed the fuck out of the first one.
Well, we're doing Rich Voss's live show next week.
I'm most likely.
It happened last week by the time this comes out.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So, all right, we'll see.
But if you do his podcast, she'll take a photo. She takes this really great black and white photo.
Yeah, my wife's the photographer.
I know, man. Your wife is amazing.
And they're great photos.
What's her website? Plug her.
D Shoots.
He did plug her.
D Shoots. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
I still got a fucking glass bottle.
Thanks for the act out on that, Orange. Yeah. Thanks
for the
act out.
All the way to the end, guys.
I know. At least he said I did it.
Everybody. Cuban. He'll cut you.
But he's also Cuban, so I got to let it go.
Okay.
Yeah, D Shoots. She's a great photographer.
Fucking believable. Could she do my headshots?
Oh, she would love to.
Really?
Yeah.
For nothing?
She'll do them for free for you.
I don't like paying photographers.
How about this? Because we have a studio in the apartment.
Yeah.
And we live right by Stand Up New York.
Yeah.
We live across the street.
Yeah.
So do his crappy podcast. Come over, do my great podcast, and then she'll take headshot photos.
Jesus, that sounds like I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
that's a form of payment.
You kind of are.
Right,
we'll
here's 500. We'll never
Mike Costa.
At Michael Costa, KOSTA. Thanks very much for having me. I heard a lot. I've just moved to the city. I heard so much about you and the podcast. So I want to thank you for having me on. I want to thank Chris for inviting me to come.
Dude,
thank
it was
you.
A pleasure. All
thank you.
All three of you motherfuckers. Thanks for coming on. You guys are great. Joe?
Hi, Bob. I'll be headlining City Steam in Hartford April 4th and 5th. I'll be headlining Go Bananas in Cincinnati the 24th to the 26th. It's going to be my new album. And boy, I really need this one to be a big humdinger. So come on out, for God's sakes.
We're going
to
plug the shit out of your album. Because, yeah. You know, somebody
said it.
It's
the only hope I have left.
No, it isn't, dude. But you really fucking are just amazing, Joe. I saw your Axis live and I was like, holy, I called you. Oh, I'm fucking believable. And I love it. I love watching you guys fucking kill it. I love it. Even though I hope you don't surpass me. That would fucking kill me.
Joe List is top five in the city.
I have to feature for Joe List and he doesn't let me sell my fucking shit.
I feel like George Bailey. Rich Voss, by the way, texted, fuck, because I told him he's ruining the momentum of the show. And he said, fuck momentum. I'm for the working class. Vote Voss, not Kelly. Also, this is just a fucking podcast. And then he wrote, thanks for the compliment.
Can I give him the bandana for that?
I wrote that he was first class.
Fistuka, what do you got?
Just go to my website, kellyfistuka.com, and make sure you follow the podcast Facebook, YKWD Podcast, on Facebook and Twitter for all the videos, because we've got the full videos coming out every Friday now.
Yeah, this whole show, we're videotaping. Scopo's producing it, and he's doing a great job. And we're going to put him on. We put him on YouTube every Friday, so you can sit there and watch it. If you got nothing to do, you can check him out live on the. And it's like a TV show. It's not just one shot. We have Scopo switching camera angles and all that shit. So, and that's from you guys, the fans donating. All this camera, all this equipment, everything's from you guys. You guys are amazing. Scopo, what do you got?
I got nothing really great. Just follow me on Twitter. And then...
can you fucking lie?
He has the charisma of a doorknob. I got nothing. I don't know.
I'm in the city just trying to get better. That's all I'm doing. And then I'll come out.
Say that.
Go on. No fucking t-shirts. No fucking bracelets. I'm in the city trying to get better. Tonight he comes to the table. I go, sit down. He goes, no, I'm not sitting at the comedy table at the Cellar. I don't deserve it. That's a fucking comic and a man. I respect that. Mike
t-shirt.
Fucking Costa.
Yeah. You got it right, you guys. Yes. Awesome. I love it.
You should have been outside of the Cellar.
What do check it out. What do I got?
It's coming from a guy with zero credits.
Let's go now.
All
right. The 28th and 29th, Bobby will be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Fun.
The 2nd through the 9th, you're going to be at Just for Laughs, Toronto, Canada.
I'm way the fuck up there in Toronto. I love Just for Laughs. I love their tours, and I love Suzanne, I love Zoe and Robbie that they put me on these. It's going to be a great tour. It's based out of Toronto, but we're going all over that area. So it's not just Toronto, but you can go to justforlaughs.com and check out where we're going to be. And I'm also doing the Cowhead Roast with me, Norton. I think Florentine's going to be there. That's on the 9th. So I'm on the 10th. I'm popping out of the Toronto thing. Is it the 10th?
Yeah, it says April 10th right here.
Okay. So I'm popping out of there to go down to Tampa, and then I'm bopping back up there, I think, right?
Something like that? No, you're done there.
I don't know. We're figuring it out.
And then the 18th, you're
Wilbur
coming
Theater,
back
home. You cocksuckers. Yeah, so make sure you guys go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. Get my award-winning app. My award is right here somewhere. I think there's a hat on it. My award-winning app. All my dates are on there. The podcast is on there. Go to RiotCast.com. Check out all the amazing shows. We have the best shows out there. Not as good as Stand Up Labs, but we're trying.
One more dig.
It's not a dig. That was a compliment. I don't know what you guys are fucking doing, but there's a compliment.
You just gave him another 20,000 listeners.
Yeah, right. You're out of your mind. But thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. And we'll talk to you guys later. Bye, dude.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.